ways that I need made in market. Take the sunny shades off, replace them with cones. Got a money marker, baby, revealing the sunny tricks. Ain't no counterfeit passes, nigga, pimpin' a check slip. My Nina Ricci's a sick bitch, can you top this? They say rain on fire, drop nothing but hot shit. Can't compare me to the mother boy, cause they ain't got shit. Step back, watch this, give me space, I got this. All them bitches in my face hating cause I got rich. Riding mine in the candy fan and drop top six. Me, I'm from the street, you on the hip hop shit.
I never sign my pocket pump. I pop the gun, I do this shit. I never sign, I smoke that sign.
City. My weed's done in Brooklyn, my lip gloss from Mac, so them hoes steady looking. Shade on y'all bitches like hockey, I flow set in it, course, so your girl so cocky. Yeah, can't stop me, smooth individual, I get up for result and tell them I was never into you. Sorry for offending you, but I gotta get it though, bad bunny chick like them bitches in the video.
Well, you know I'm living lavish, my pockets is always stacking, you won't never see me slacking, and big bang got them headed and I get what I want when I see it, I claim it quick. Dabble down the diamond rings, yeah, you know the name, bitch. I ain't know no fake shit, keep it good like no other niggas. Come a dime a dozen, if he broke, then keep it trusting, fuck him. I'm getting money now, princess ain't new with this. Ain't got a stunt, wanna do it big, let it be known how to do this.
I never sign my pocket pump, I buy some guns, I do this shit. I never sign, I smoke that sign.
Talk about time traveling, rhyme javelin, something mind unraveling, get down. Return of the gangster, bangster. Them niggas that got them kids, they got enough to buy out, but not enough to bounce them kids to the door, to the ball, so they grow up in the dark, never seeing light, so they end up being like your star ass. Robbing niggas and broad ass, they like, get down. Return of the gangster, bangster. Them niggas who get the wrong impression of expression, then the question is big, but what's up with Andre? Is he in the coat? Is he on drugs? Is he gay? When y'all gon' break up? When y'all gon' wake up? Nigga, I'm feeling better than ever. What's wrong with you? You get down. Kick back my gators off and watch my little girl blow bubbles. But still ready to rhyme, standing my grind, never back down, willing to rob, steal, and kill anything that threatens mine. But good luck couldn't be bought, see. Your fights had to be fought, see. For a nigga to ride these bowls, oh so close to the sidewalk, to be golfed at. Watch your side, my nigga, cause we got that. The first nigga to bump is gonna be the first nigga we attack. Don't want that, when it comes though, most of the time when you don't know. Sticking together like flour and water to make that slow dough. Work for everything we have ain't gon' stick up for each other like we brothers from another mother. Kinda like Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, strictly for the caddy lover. And never the nut hugging his pump, motherfucker. Yeah, quit spreading them rumors. We in Club Nouveau. Know that. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely a better environment, or he just, you know, ain't got used to it yet. You think he'd be bullied in this new environment?
Mm-mm, no.
Well, you're trying to
because
grown,
those
right?
kids were all working as a common goal to achieve better in their life. That was the thing about, that's why I was looking at that school, because all those kids had a common goal. They all wanted to go to college and, you know what I mean, they wanted to better their life. They wasn't trying to destroy their life. It's a big difference when you're surrounded by people like that.
Were they project kids?
Huh?
Because that's, were they project kids beating up on these kids?
I don't think they
no,
well, no, because my, I mean, I'm not rich. I'm not rich. I mean, I'm just saying, it's like, because I know some project kids, like my cousin right now, he's a college coach, and there's not too many black coaches, and he grew up in the projects. It's all is what you want for your life. That's what I tell my son. That's what I tell anybody. If you want something for your life, no matter what, if your parents are fucked up or whatever, you in a fucked up situation, if you want something bad enough, you can get it.
And clearly, I mean,
but generalizations are made on a majority. The majority of people in the project come out not being shit. I mean, there are a few successful
what?
Kids.
What? Son, wait a minute.
The project,
why you say that?
Exactly.
Wait
what?
A minute.
What
wait a minute.
Wait,
what are
we calling the project? The fact that we call it the project.
I know.
Certain
wait a minute.
Can we just get a point of clarification, please? Can we just get a point of clarification? I just want to ask you, okay? When you say not being shit, what does that,
yeah.
does that mean?
Because I'm sure one of them niggas that you just called ain't shit.
Wait, just hold on. Let's just see if we're actually out thinking and saying the same thing.
I'm saying the projects is designed to keep people down. It's not meant for success stories. So yeah, there are people who come out of there, and you know they you know what I'm saying. You grow through it. You grow up beating, you know what I'm saying, beating all the odds, all the shootings, and all the gang life and all that shit. You know what I'm saying. And you end up, you know what I'm saying, being a positive aspect of the project. But for the most part, is what I'm saying. You know, and because I never lived in
I mean,
the project.
Is it possible?
I lived next to the project
hold on.
All the time.
Hold on, we're getting an echo. Hold on, 1 second. Hold on, let me move. Is it possible? And let me just throw this out there because I just I need to say this because it's true for me. But is it possible that the people that you're, you know, thinking of is not shit, okay? It may have been, just maybe, it may have been for them to benefit the people that they're around in their situation. You, have you never met a person who lives in a project and, like, they're an awesome person. Like, they're good, like, they're just good through and through. You know what I'm saying? And they willingly live in that environment. And you wonder, you know, because when you visit them or you see them, you just wonder, like, why are they still here? Maybe they want to be there. Maybe they want to give what they have to the people that's around them, as opposed to people who grow up there and then take all their goodies and go somewhere the fuck else. Very possible that the people who live in the projects don't view themselves as butterflies, you say, trying to destroy their lives. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And also maybe it's my have been jumped by project kids that has me have with a negative outlook on the whole thing. But I came up in the 80s with Practice Strong. In the project, I'm trying to tell you, when I came up in the project, there's a few success stories. Yeah, there's some people in there trying to embed it, but the project isn't set up by those few people. The project is set up by the city and the state, and it is what it is, a project. They're trying to see what it'll do if you throw a whole bunch of mixed races in with some drugs and with some negative. They try to bring it down.
Yeah, we know that. We know that, but the reality is what we also know about each other and about ourselves as Black people is that we do make the best out of the situations that we're in. So, we know that the intention that they put into this motherfucker is that you're going to breed some kind of, I don't know, project-ass, you know, motherfucker person. But because we are the original man and anything you fucking throw at us, we're going to take. We do make the best out of the shit we're given. What I'm trying to say is I'm just fucking tired of Black people who know that it's white supremacy that causes these situations, but you still fucking giving the Black people doing it hell, like you don't know that it's classes that are setting up the fucking plan. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm tired of is when Sambo ass niggas in position to make the shit fucking worse. They get in positions that can actually do something to change the domino. You know what I'm saying? But they rather get there and sit there and fuck it up.
All right, but we have to understand that it's not those people in high positions that are going to be the ones to bring about change. It's those regular everyday folks are the ones that are going to bring about change. And we're not going to do that by having the mindset that, everybody ain't about shit.
Get out and vote.
Creating these for our folks, and what can we do to create change?
Also has to do with my lack of tolerance. You know what I mean? Like certain shit, I just don't have the patience for.
I have low tolerance as well. I just had to learn how to what is it called? Low tolerance. I have low tolerance for, systematic shit, intentional injustice kind of shit. And I have.
All seven and the white them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect. And the savoir faire, no one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine, and together we love to all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die. Yeah.
Yo, it was back in 07, did a couple of tapes, did a couple DVDs, made a couple mistakes. Didn't know what I was doing, but I put on a cape. Now it's which world tour should I go on the tape? See, you told me I would lose, but I won. I might cop a million Jimmy Choo's just for fun. Cause bitches couldn't pay for what's in me. Australia, Sydney, might run up in Disney. Out in LA with Lindsay, got the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. Got two shows tonight, that's Brooklyn and Dallas. Then the private party at the Buckingham Palace. It means I gotta fly like a movie, no commercial. That's young money, cash money, yeah, I'm universal.
Check up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Napoleon.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. Lion of Judah, now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. See, got the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. All the girls will come in as long as they understand that I'm fighting for the girls that never.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge done mastered this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
Oh, materialistic ass. Karma desire stink. Her ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch.
I'm the best bitch doing it. Hey, you must got your computer on, shouted. Slim shouted. Please welcome the one and only Pretty Brown. Please welcome Pretty Brown Eyes to this motherfucker. Late night with Don Nicoleone and friends, and also introducing the one and only Midnight Sun in the building. What the fuck they gon' say? What the fuck they gon' say? Yeah, baby, what's good with you? Midnight, where you at, baby? Unmute yourself, sweetheart. Come on in.
What's going on, baby?
You got it, sweetheart. Sound like you got on your booty call voice.
Right, right.
What's going on, baby?
Okay.
Midnight, sweetheart, how you?
Oh, wow.
Y'all put y'all booty call voice on. Put your
It's on it popping, though. I ain't sleeping tonight. I got
a little too much for that.
Wild weekend coming up.
My little booty
I think yours voice. Stay on, though. I got to put mine on. Put my booty call voice on. So what you doing? So what you finna do? How late you going to be up? Oh, you is. Oh, okay. You want some company? Oh, you do. Well, shit, meet me at the stop sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop sign.
Remember that shit? Meet me halfway.
Meet me halfway, right?
Meet me at the train station, baby. What time the last train stop?
Oh, you wrong as hell for that.
I'll be there. Yeah, I'm the best bitch doing it, doing it. What's good, man? What we got, man? Y'all want some controversy tonight? What you got for us, midnight? What you drinking on, sweetheart? Late night with Don Nicole and friends.
I'm drinking.
All right, let's go check.
Huh?
What you got?
I'm sipping on some Red Cat.
Oh, some Red Cat. Let's go. Let's sneak in on Jolly and them real quick. Let's see what the fuck they talking about. We got their ass in a box. Let's open up the box, see what the fuck they talking about.
I wanted to ask Kamani, what did you dream of being, you know, when you was younger?
My dream has come true, because all I ever dreamed of was being surrounded by women. And now I'm surrounded by women, but not in the manner that I thought I was going to be.
Wait,
were
you a gynecologist?
I thought, like, I don't know. I just always thought
I
was going to be
a type of heroine. I wish we had just continued on with the samurai stance.
But now I just got, you know, these baby mamas and these daughters, you know what I'm saying? And it's,
and
hindsight has allowed me to make sure I get that shit situated. It's a lot to deal with now. And a lot of dollars and a lot of baby mamas.
Damn, Shotta said he got a lot of baby mamas. Pick up from High Tower, Broad Coffee. Shit, nigga, I don't fuck with that High Tower station no more, nigga. Shit, nigga, meet me at that Lenox train station. You feel me? Meet me at Midtown or Lenox on goddamn well. Lenox station, shit. Man, that nigga got, what do you say, got a lot of baby, well, how many baby mom, what number is Jolly?
Right.
God damn. What you think, Jolly? You think Jolly number one or number two?
Yeah.
Or number three?
One.
Or number four?
Number one.
She number one. Big up to Jolly being number one. God damn. Would you fuck with a nigga who got a lot of baby mamas?
Hell no.
You wouldn't fuck with it?
Mm-mm. I can't even fuck with one that got one baby mama. I really can't.
For real. You know what? There are men that are single just like you. And they say the same shit, that they couldn't fuck with women who got one baby daddy either. They wouldn't fuck with no woman who got babies either.
I don't have a thing against men with children or, you know, women, single mothers or whatever, but me personally, no.
Why not? What is it? Why is that not on your list?
Because I want to be the first one.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Unless we could, unless the child is older, but that brand new baby thing, nah.
Okay, what's the age limit?
Child at least have to be two.
Oh, so you would fuck with a nigga that got a two-year-old?
Or yeah.
What? I wouldn't dare fuck with a nigga with a two-year-old. That means,
or
like,
older?
2 years ago he was in them guts. That's too fresh.
That's still too fresh, you see? But
so
tell me
you'll change your mind later.
Nah.
A two-year-old, that's too fresh. That means that nigga was in her guts 2 years ago, and maybe right before he met your ass.
And see, that's my thing with the guys with the baby mamas. Is a lot of men, you know, they still screw their baby mamas, and I don't understand that at all. Why not just be with her?
A lot of men thought that, you know, well, a lot of people think that they do screw their baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? Even the new nigga that's in the baby mama life, he in his head is she's still fucking the daddy. And she may not be. Midnight,
well,
how many babies you got, sweetheart?
I have five girls.
How many baby
boy.
Mamas you got?
I have three.
What's your youngest? Seven?
Eight. Well, actually, he'll be nine in a few. So.
Would you fuck with a nigga like Midnight who got how many baby mamas you said? Three?
I have three.
And the youngest is eight? What if he was like that? The youngest eight, three baby mamas.
My age? Nah. she's my age, definitely not.
You got to change the
channel
on your phone. You sound like your phone older than you.
If he's my age, no. I'm not.
Well, of course not. I mean, what nigga, well, is there some niggas that exist that's 26 years old with goddamn?
Yes.
Six children and three baby mamas? Are you serious?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
No, you don't never fuck with a nigga your age anyway. You got to get you an older man, a nigga that can teach you some shit. That, you know what I'm saying? You don't never want to fuck with a nigga your age. You, if you 20, you don't want to fuck with no nigga in their 20s. If you're going to fuck with a nigga, you can say you 26, you would probably get with a nigga that's in his 40s. Get with a nigga in his 40s. You don't want to fuck with no young buck. Because remember, the woman's mind is mature, in a sense, depending on the woman, than the man. So he would certainly have to be of age. He got to have some wisdom, too. That motherfucker ain't got no wisdom no matter how old that nigga is. He ain't no good. He ain't no good at 40 with no wisdom.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It don't even matter. You really want a nigga who got some wisdom. You don't want no nigga who got knowledge. Fuck it. You want a wise man.
You're absolutely right.
You don't even want a nigga who talk about slavery all the goddamn time and where that shit started from, or Egypt. You just want a wise man.
Absolutely.
Because that'll add to both of your wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker that done mastered some shit. Now the nigga still trying to get his shit together at 40. Who the fuck does that? Fireliner says a man should be at least 7 years older than his woman. Okay, let's see, 26. Nope, that's 33. He ain't no good. Niggas in their 30s, they still ain't
not
no good.
35?
Unless they're wise. Huh?
Not even 35,
45. Nah, man, unless they wise. You know what I'm saying? It's hard now because a lot of these motherfuckers, even over 30, they dumb as a doughnut. You know what I'm saying? They have no wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They haven't mastered shit. So it's really difficult. You really want someone that has mastered at least their lower self. You know what I'm saying? That don't do that little boy shit. You know what I'm saying? Still
yeah.
Wet behind the ears and a nigga 35. Who fucking want that shit? Uh-oh, look at right to left. Hold up now, Don. It's still some good niggas in their 30s. I ain't say good. I said wise, see? All men are good. They just ain't wise. You know what I'm saying? You want a wise man. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker. Because the wise men, they even bought Jesus goddamn gold and frankincense and myrrh. You feel me? Wise men know what the fuck to bring a motherfucker.
Mm.
You feel me?
Mm.
You don't want no good nigga. Get you a wise man. They so fucking wise, they ain't even got to ask you what you like. They can look at you, analyze you, and read you, and already know what you like. God damn it. Get you a wise man. 937, come on in with us. What you got for us?
Hey now, how are you?
Hey, I'm in ATL. Hey. What's up, baby?
So, you know what? This is the first time I've been listening to your show, and I thought it was actually quite interesting, so I figured I'd call in and join the discussion, you know.
Well, join on in. What do you have for us?
You know what? Actually, I live in downtown D.C., and I love this town. But it seems like, you know, the different shows that are on tonight are all talking about Bin Laden and all this craziness and... Frankly, I just wanted to have a cool discussion about just, you know, life and what's going on and, I don't know, different things like that.
Well, tell us about life. What's going on?
Well, you know what's interesting is that I'm a psychologist by trade, and so I interview people and I study intuition and sort of how we have these sort of gut-feeling decisions, you know, what makes us do a certain thing versus next. And it's fascinating because a lot of times... You know, people don't really listen to their intuition. They end up going with, you know, whatever they feel at the time. You know, we see this a lot
mm-hmm.
in relationships, right?
mm-hmm.
Like, for example, are you, do you have a boyfriend?
Excuse me?
You have a boyfriend.
Who are you asking? You're asking
you.
Pretty. You're asking moi?
Yeah. You.
Oh, no. Boyfriends are for children.
Oh, a man. You have a man?
They're for children. Mm-hmm. Only children come home talking about they got a boyfriend.
Okay.
Wow. So we. Do you have a man? Is that what you say? A man.
I have a husband.
You have a husband? How long have you been married?
For a very long time.
What, 20 years? 30 years?
Yes.
Wow. So, like, now, at that point, do you still get laid a lot? I mean...
Oh, of course. We about to fuck right after the show goes off.
All right.
So it never gets stale? Like, you never say, oh, fuck it, I just want to pleasure myself tonight?
Oh, of course not. I don't have to. I use him when I want to pleasure myself. That's what men are for.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that. So it's interesting because I really do believe there was an old saying that says that, you know, men are just sort of wandering around and women are the ones really running the world. And I think what you just said actually indicates just that. I use him when I want to get pleasured.
Of course.
Interesting. Into the mind of a woman.
Oh, yes.
You know, this is good. This is good talk. This is revealing.
Of course. You can ask
so
me anything. I love psychologists.
Let me ask you something. Okay, so...
ask Pretty, too.
Really?
Pretty's
oh, Pretty?
On. Pretty, say hi to the psychologist.
Hi.
Hey, Pretty, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Not bad. So, Pretty, are you married? You have a man?
Mm-mm.
You have a man, really?
No.
Not a man. Well, why don't you have a man, Pretty?
Not in my cards right now.
Have you been in a bad relationship, or have you been dumped, cheated on?
No. I haven't been in any bad relationships, no.
Oh. Do you hate men? I mean, are you in a period
no.
where you just hate men right now?
No.
You know, some women get into that mode where it's like, oh, I just hate men. You know, I'm just going to end up pleasuring myself.
Are you married?
I'm not married, no.
Do you hate women?
I don't hate women, no. It's just when you're a psychologist, I do a lot of analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because, you know, when I'm on dates, I interview like I would a patient. And it's, you know, that's a whole other story. So.
Why are you not married?
I think it's interesting because it's going to take a person who has to deal with me, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I'm a lot to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I take it Pretty is asking me out on a date, so.
Oh.
This is your indirect way of doing that, Archie.
Okay.
Now, let's talk to the host. What's the host's name? I forget your name. This is the first time I've been listening in.
Don Nicolione.
Oh, okay. Don? So
yes.
What made you get involved with your husband? I mean, what attracted you first to him?
Well, what did it was that he reads my mind. He knows my thoughts before I think.
Really? Even when you first met him?
Of course.
Wow. What did he say to you that says, hey, this is a guy who I'd like to shag with?
Because he knows my thoughts before I think. I don't have to say nothing to him. He already knows exactly what it is.
So, wait, do you give him a look and
nope.
say, hey,
He's just all into me. He just know everything about me.
Wow. So he must really take care of all your womanly needs.
Of course.
In and out of the bedroom.
Oh, excellent. Excellente in that department.
Wow. So do you have any kids?
Of course. We got to have children. Sex is so good. We can't just nut on a towel.
Wow. You know what? Actually, I believe we should have a new segment on this show. And maybe I should call in every couple of shows or whatever, and we can bring guests on, and I'll psychoanalyze them. How's that?
Mm.
Reveal all of their, you know, because actually it's funny. I'll be on planes or meet complete strangers a lot of times, and these people are telling me their innermost, deepest thoughts. You know, a lot of times they told me on planes, hey, I cheated on my wife or my husband, here's why. You know, they start breaking down crying right there on the plane, you know, and it's kind of odd, you know, when that happens. So maybe we should do that on this show. We should have a little segment.
Well, when you want to start it now?
Yeah, why not? Why, do you have any other callers calling in?
Well, we do have a list of callers, but no one is saying nothing.
Oh.
No, I guess we're boring, huh?
Well, you know what? If anybody has any problems out there that would like to get resolved, give a call into the show, and I'd be happy to help. See, I'm actually giving free services for you for your show.
How about that?
Yeah,
I mean,
you know?
We don't have any problems right now. What can you tell us about marriage? You're not even married.
Well, you know what, though? Here's what's interesting about
marriage.
Have you
been married?
I've never been married, no. But I study vulnerability and intuition for a living. So it's intuition itself is, or intuition and vulnerability itself is basically the epicenter of being connected. It is what creates connection. You know, when we think of vulnerability, we think of what? Weakness, right? But like with you and your husband, you show a different side of yourself to your husband that you show to the rest of the world. Is that correct?
Oh, no, everybody knows. I'm an open book to everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
But not everybody's like that. In fact, often
most people
say they keep people at arm's length because, you know, they're afraid of, you know, for some odd reason, you know, being caught.
No, not me. I'm an open book. I don't have to hide. I actually hide in plain sight, you know.
Oh. Mm. You know what creates a disconnection, though, with marriages?
What?
From my interviews? It's when people cheat, for example, they have a deep sense of shame. So if you take vulnerability and put it on a spectrum, you put it in the middle of that spectrum, on the one hand you have shame, on the other hand you have connection and joy and happiness and everything else. And when a person cheats, they have a deep sense of shame, which causes them not to communicate with their spouse, which causes a disconnection. And what they really want is connection with that person. You know, and I interview a lot of
people. Well, can I tell you something? That's a little bit different with me because when I cheated on my husband, we had the better sex ever, like the bestest of the sex. Oh, yes.
Did you tell him,
though?
And then right after you told him that you had cheated, you had sex.
Yeah. And before, yeah.
Huh. You know, I had a woman on the plane, because I fly a lot all over the country, and this woman comes on the plane. She looks like Julia Roberts, and she's walking down the aisle, and a lot of people are staring because they don't know if it's her or not, and she just so happens to sit down next to me, and, you know, she made it look like she wasn't interested in talking or whatever, and we start a conversation up, and she begins talking about her husband who had cheated on her. And I live in Washington, D.C., and I said, hey, what were you doing in Washington, D.C.? She said, I was visiting my sister. And she goes, but a funny thing happened while I was visiting her. My husband came with me, and we were in the hotel room, and he pulls out these condoms. And he says, hey, honey, you know, would you like to have sex? Even though she knew that he had cheated on her with he was a doctor, a urologist, and he cheated on her with one of the nurses. And she said basically to the guy, fuck no. I'm not going to have sex with you because you've been having sex with all those goddamn nurses. And he goes, and then she tells me, but little did he know that I pleasure myself with my Oral-B toothbrush. And she said it very, very loudly, and everybody else in the plane just sort of turned around and said, shit, you know, what is this woman doing? You know? And these are the kind of stories that people reveal to me, no matter who they are, you know, on these planes. And so, I don't know, I think that we all have sort of that inner deep, you know, emotion, you know, inner deep thoughts that sort of matriculate every single day of our lives. And sometimes we reveal them, and you seem to reveal your thoughts very easily to your audience and probably to the rest of your family and your friends. But not everybody
does. Yeah, and you know, the majority of people, I know you're about to say that a lot of people are not like that. And the only reason why a lot of people are not like that is because they're hiding something.
Yes. You got it. But do you know what? people don't hide. When I interview soldiers come back from Iraq or Afghanistan or people who've had life traumatic events, when they're faced with death, they become very vulnerable very quickly, and they become very open very quickly. And the reason why is because they have nothing else to lose.
Wait, say that again. When they what? With death?
Well, when they're faced with death and they're faced with, in a sense, you know, they have to sort of do away with all their notions. They have to sort of let go of their ego, essentially. And I really think that the ego is made up of three things, and that is we often think we are what we do, our profession, we are what we have, our possessions, and we are what other people think of us. But in the end, at the end of the day, when we're lying in bed at night, the only thing that matters is what we think of ourselves, you know. And when you're faced with a situation like that, and when I've interviewed people who have been faced with death, they let go of that ego very quickly, and they become open. They share more. I think people connect with them more. They become more vulnerable as a result.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very powerful thing, you know. But here's the thing, right? Knowing this knowledge, I have a deep sense of this knowledge, interviewing people on a daily basis. And I am a vulnerable person by nature, you know, because I have this sort of this inside knowledge into the human mind. And so, you know, if I go on a date or I meet people, what do people usually do? They keep you at arm's length, right? They're like, I don't know, you're a stranger. And so immediately, you know, I want to open up and they're closed. And so it's sort of a mismatch, you know. It's a very powerful thing. What's your thoughts on that?
What's my thoughts on what?
On the idea of, you know, being more open and why people are more closed.
Because they're hiding something. And they haven't actually came out of their shell yet. They haven't actually realized that nobody cares about them at the end of the day.
Really?
Yeah. And if they realize that nobody cares about them, then they'll come out their shell. And then they'll say, who cares? I am me. And I don't care what anyone say about me. I am me. Here
That's
I am.
True. It's very, very true. Now, Pretty, you're on the line. What do you think of this? Is Pretty still on, or is she, like, boozing up? Is she numbing her vulnerability? She's numbing her vulnerability, isn't she?
She's numbing it?
Yes, numbing it.
Yeah, you could tell she just did, because she did. That means you're numbing.
You know what? I actually picture Pretty probably, you know, having oral sex with some guy right there. And she just had to sort of, you know, take a break and come back on the phone with us. And she's like, oh, shit, they said my name.
What in the world?
See, I just gave your audience a huge visual there. Thank God this is late.
And you did. And I've actually, you left out one thing that she wiped her mouth a little bit on the corner.
The thing is, if she had a good
I'm giving it? Oh, shit.
I saw her
wiping her mouth. Like,
oh, I'm giving it? Oh, hell no.
Let me get that pre-nut off.
Yeah, but the thing is, if she had a good technique, she wouldn't have to do that. She should have just licked her lip. She didn't have to wipe it. You know,
I get it, friend.
She has etiquette, so she does, you know, she does wipe with a dab a little bit with a napkin.
She has etiquette. That good tongue action, you know.
Wow.
The ability for, you know, a strong tongue to be able to not only wipe those lips, but pleasure her man. You know? Somehow this became into like a sex chat line, didn't it?
You know what?
Real quick.
We turned into like the human emotion and condition right to sex, you know. But I guess sex is always fun. I don't know. What's the best sexual experience you've ever had?
No.
Go ahead, Pretty. We'd like to hear.
I was about to say, I'm going to throw that question right back at you, okay?
Say what?
I'm going to throw that question right back at you. Y'all gonna have to
you mind me. Sharing, Pretty?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Good. Go ahead.
No, I do mind.
Oh, see, she's not being vulnerable with us. She's not being vulnerable with the audience, you know.
She's hiding.
She is
I'm hiding something.
She's hiding. She don't want to come out of shell. She still cares.
Hey, have any of you guys had sex outside?
Who hasn't?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I once had sex in a national park on a ledge.
I once had sex at a funeral home.
Really?
It was so exhilarating.
Like, because of the smell of formaldehyde? You know?
Mm. No, it was the, you know, I mean, it was a very nice gold, you know, casket.
You didn't have sex in a casket, did you?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Yes.
You didn't have sex with a dead body, though, I'm hoping.
No.
Okay, well, that's good. The audience is probably like, what the hell are they talking about? Now, Pretty, what are you, like, seriously, you seem very shy. You know, you seem like you don't want to open up about sexual experiences.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? You mind sharing, Pretty?
I wonder, where did this come from? What is your name, anyway?
My name is Mike. So.
Mike.
Yep.
Do you have any pent-up sexual frustration or
not really,
something like that?
You know, shockingly, I'm actually a good-looking guy. I know I'm a good-looking guy. I'm well-educated.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I think sometimes you try to seek human connection. It's not just about the physical, but it's also about the emotional. You know, it's about having both facets in your life to satisfy you. You know, balance is everything, including even the bedroom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Dom likes to be in control and be submissive. From time
how do you know that? How are you sure?
I think sometimes, Dom, that you
to the audience.
Dom, I think sometimes you like to take control of your man, and I think sometimes you like to have your man take control of you.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
So which way is it? You like to have your man take care of you?
Of course. That's what he's here for. Duh.
Yeah. So what's your favorite position?
Quarterback.
Quarter? Whoa. Did you take it from behind? You do, don't you? Wow. You're a trooper. You're a real trooper.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Yep,
can I ask you a question, sir?
Yep, right now. Mm-hmm.
May I ask you a question, sir?
Yes, am I? Yep.
Do you desire black women?
I was just goddamn thinking that shit.
Wait, what was the question? I didn't get to hear that.
Do you desire black women?
You know what? I don't. But black women are very attracted to me, you know, which is very strange.
So if black women are very attractive or attracted to you, no. If they are attractive to you, then doesn't that mean you desire them?
You know, strangely enough, I've never been attracted to black women. Never.
But you are. You have to be.
But you know what? I love black women for their openness and their candor and their ability just to sort of be themselves. I do like that. They don't play games. They don't. I can just tell by talking to Dom, she doesn't play games. If she wants it, she's going to get it, and she's not going to fuck around. Am I right?
So you're
absolutely right, Mike.
Your white women play games then, right, Mike?
Of course.
Your white women are boring, huh?
Yeah, white women, you know, I think they can be very pretentious. And it's, you know, sad. It's, you know, I wish they were more a little looser like black women. In a good way. We have all six angry callers calling now saying, black women aren't rude.
No, you're not going to get any angry callers.
Mike, you smoke cigars?
I do not.
Okay.
No. Actually, I don't smoke. It's just never. I tried when I was in my teens. I just never got into it. Now, I interview people all day long, so my voice gets sort of low and hoarse by this time of day. So, by the way, who's asking the questions? I'm curious. There's sort of this introduction of this new character. We have Pretty, we have Dom, and who is this other guy?
This is Midnight Sun.
Midnight Sun. Wow, that sounds like a black porn star name.
What?
You know what I mean?
Mike.
Seriously. You have Pretty, you have Midnight Sun or whatever his name is, and then you have Dom. You know.
Don. D-O-N. Nicoleon.
Oh, so like the Godfather. Or the godmother.
No. Yeah. Don Nicoleon.
Yeah, it sounds
Nicoleon.
Nicoleon.
Yes.
It sounds like Don Corleone, you know, from The Godfather.
No, that was Corleone.
Yeah.
With an R.
I'll call you Don.
You can call me Don.
Yeah, I'll call you Don. Like
you can call me Don Dada.
Oh, nice. Nice. Hey, now. Wow. I like you guys. I don't even know how we even got in this discussion, but I feel like I'm home.
You with your ass.
You know what I mean? I feel like I stepped into a trio of folks, and I'm like, hey, I never left your little inner circle, you know? Hey, maybe I can join your little group as the white guy that you can defer to from time to time to get the white perspective. It's not very broad, you know, it's not very in-depth, but, you know.
You haven't gave us a white perspective yet.
Well, what do you want to know? You know? Seriously, I can tell you anything.
Is it true that white men's peckers are cold?
It's actually not true. It depends on, but here's the thing, I'm actually gay. So I know that.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah, we knew. We knew that. We knew that.
Interesting.
Good.
Okay.
And what's funny about this whole discussion was that, you know, you guys are talking about women. I'm thinking, well, that's nice. I've seen women naked, but I haven't done anything with them. So, yeah. But, hey, maybe I can be your token gay white guy. I think that's what you were lacking from your show.
Okay, so good. I'm glad that you said you're gay. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that men have what is called a million-dollar spot in their butt that makes them calm?
You know what? There is. There is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Told y'all. Told y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have the right technique. You know, it's all about technique, you know? I think confidence is everything, right? If you're with a guy who's confident outside the bedroom, he's going to be confident inside the bedroom. You know, it's the same thing. If you're going on a date, ladies, men, whoever it is, it's all across the board. It really is. Now, I'm not talking cocky. I'm talking about, you know, confidence. Confidence is everything, you know. So that's my little tip for the day.
So you're trying to get information from our black goddesses about the black god, huh?
You know what? From the black god. You know, and actually, I don't...
About the black god, because...
Have you had sex with a black man yet?
You know, I've never had sex with a black man, no.
Do you want to?
Do I want to? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what that would be like, you know? So, you know, what's funny about gay black men is that, you know, black men in general, black women, it's, you know, you sort of have that racial stereotype of just being black, right? And then you throw the gay on top of it and it's sort of like a double whammy, you know, for those people, you know? So, I feel your pain. I mean, hell, I'm a minority too. So.
You feel whose pain?
Your pain.
Ooh, we don't have any pain.
Right.
What are you saying? we're not, our ass ain't painting.
Right.
We don't have a pain, pain in our ass. All ones, your mic is open. Come on in. How you doing? What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is BA. I'm just listening.
Yes. Oh, damn.
Okay,
ooh.
BA. All right, you're just listening. Okay.
This is where
go
this
ahead, Mike.
Go
we're listening.
Is,
so,
and you know what's funny about this? I love this. This is real talk, you know? This is real talk. We're keeping it, as they say, 100% real. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Mm. Okay, my next question is, why did you want to be gay? What made you attracted to the same sex?
You know what's funny is that, you know, I always just sort of knew. And you hear that. It's not about wanting to be gay. I wish I, you know, I wish I wasn't sometimes. But, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, it's like the way in which you, when you see a man, you know, that's attractive, it's the same way I feel, you know.
How did you see, I mean, how did that happen?
I don't know. I think it's when you're just growing up, you know, you're around people, you start to feel different things, and the next thing you know, you have to sort of identify yourself and your sexuality, so.
So were you around a lot of men growing up?
No, it was sort of mixed. I mean, I grew up Catholic, so that's probably didn't
oh, well,
help.
That did. That, well, that does. That would do it. That certainly does.
and you know what? I was not molested by any priest. I swear to God. I was not molested by any priest. So,
we never said you was.
No, I know.
We never
but I throw that
either.
In there because that's the first thing that people think about when they think about Catholicism these days. But,
well, it came to my mind.
It did. It comes to everything.
It sure did. It sure
no,
did.
No, it didn't even cross mine.
No.
It crossed mine.
Yeah, see, with guys it does because it's like, oh, no.
Okay, but, I mean, how did you know you was attracted to men, though, seriously? Like, I mean, what did it? What man actually did it where you're like, hey, I kind of like him?
You know, it wasn't until high school, you know, when you're in the locker room and everybody's changing. And, you know,
that
you just
damn
sort of
locker room.
Yeah, of course. And hey, you got to check out the goods, right? You know, even if a straight guy is straight, he's still looking at to see, you know, hey, does that guy have a big schlong than I do? You know what I mean? We're all checking each other out. It's very animalistic. I don't know if women do that in the locker room. Do women look at other women?
He used the word animalistic. How about
it
that?
It is. It is.
Yeah, it is.
Face yourself.
It's primal.
Okay.
Primal. Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Black Midnight, is that your name, Black Midnight? are you attracted to men?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Hmm.
No, I'm not.
Maybe the man in the mirror he's attracted to. But not some other man. Hold on. Skype caller, 00s, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bill from Texas.
Oh, what's up, Bill? What you got for us?
Not much. I just wanted to know your opinion on getting Botox injected into your penis to make it look muscular.
Wow.
Who does that?
Like, I want it to look like I really work out, like I pump iron.
Oh, you need a watermelon. Just fuck a watermelon. It makes it bigger.
Really?
That's really good advice, Dom.
Yeah.
I know that
fuck a watermelon.
I try fucking sheep sometimes with my Velcro glove.
No, just fuck a, well, just, I'm telling you, a fucking watermelon will do it. I swear to God. Does it all the time.
So the caller from Texas actually sounds gay. Are you gay?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. Why are all the guys who call from Texas are gay?
Well, you know, it's because of all the sheep we fuck.
We really can't hear you. Can you call back from another phone or some line?
No. I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yes. We can fucking hear you now.
Okay. Sorry about that. I had you on speakerphone. Yeah, guys, listen. I would love for you to talk about some real issues, not this bullshit sex talk. Why don't you talk about Building 7 or the fact that this Obama guy hasn't shown his birth certificate? He's frauded.
Who cares? It's all.
He didn't show his birth certificate, Bill. He did, Bill.
Huh?
He did show his birth certificate.
No, he didn't. He showed some fake
bullshit. 21 layers. The PDF wasn't even zipped up. That's a fraud. It's fucking bullshit. Check it
out.
I
it's fucking bullshit, Bill.
I saw it on a website. It's called the IntelHub.com.
Who gives two shits about it? If it's not real, then they're not going to show you the real one. So just move the fuck on with your life.
I agree. It's a distraction from the real issues, like the fraudulent Federal Reserve system and the bullshit that the mainstream media pushes on people.
Fraudulent Federal Reserve.
You know
tell us about the Federal
Reserve.
Reserve.
You know about it?
Of course I do. Shit.
Cool.
Tell us about it. Tell us about the Federal Reserve.
The Federal Reserve is neither federal nor a reserve. It's a private central bank that prints our money out of thin air and creates debt. And it's all controlled by an elite group of sick, evil pedophiles. You guys want to talk about sex? These evil pedophiles run the world.
So wait, are you saying, Bill, that we're getting fucked in the ass by the American government?
But let me.
No,
what
you're getting fucked in the ass.
I want to ask the guy this.
So true.
Mike, you're getting fucked in the ass. We're getting fucked in the mind. Okay, come on in, B.A. He want to ask a question. Go ahead. Come on in, B.A.
To the guy talking about the Federal Reserve, I want to ask you this. What industrialized nation don't have a central bank?
That's a
what
great question.
What industrial nation doesn't have a central bank?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know of any at
Venezuela and Iran, but yeah. The two nations that are being invaded.
Sure. But your point being?
Okay, my point being everywhere has every industrialized nation has a central bank. Question is, what are you going to do about it?
Well, let me ask you something, sir, and I appreciate your question. But if everyone's going to jump off the cliff, you're going to jump off the cliff, too. If everybody's taking it up
the
ass all of a sudden, you want it up
the
ass?
That's not the point. Every nation has an industrialized bank
that's
regulated by their own government. The government can regulate.
Is that not the logic you were using? Every other nation has a Federal Reserve Bank or a private central bank.
Okay.
And it seemed to me that was the justification. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm asking you, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to
come
do
on
about
now,
it?
Bill. Can you act right, Bill? This is a serious life situation,
that was not
Bill.
For me, ma'am.
Who did it come from?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm
continue on, fellas.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, here's what I have as far as the solution's concerned. There's something called post-scarcity economics. It's based on abundance and not scarcity-based mind control. Our system is based on scarcity when we have the ability for an abundance of food, water, and energy. One of the biggest scandals of our lifetimes is the fact that Tesla technologies and other free energy alternatives have not been offered to the general public. Therefore, I believe that the gas and oil companies are continuing to enslave mankind when we had the ability over 100 years ago to go beyond that and not be controlled, having to spend $100 in our gas tank to go drive down and visit my mother on Mother's Day. It's fucking bullshit.
Hey, sir. But what you don't understand is you're gonna have another corporation that can still consolidate those resources. So what's your point?
Hey, sir. When was the last time you got laid?
When was the last time you got laid?
This
is what I'm talking about. Somebody asks you motherfuckers a question. You motherfuckers always want to come back with an ad hominem. What's your point? Again, because you're still going to have corporations that's going to consolidate those natural resources and find another way to tax your ass just for
you.
Well,
what do you mean by corporation?
Excuse me?
What is a corporation?
any governing entity that can sell you things. That's a corporation.
A governing entity?
Yes.
That can sell you things?
Yes.
Hmm.
When did this turn from, like, great discussion to white crossfire CNN talk?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you guys get back to the anal. If you
no, know. Don't let us get back to anything. I am enjoying this, Bill.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Don't leave us, Bill.
It's only because he can't answer the question once again. I mean, you people, I mean, not you people, but a lot of you people who be coming out here talking about the Federal Reserve as though you know about it, you really need to sit good and down because you don't know half the shit you're saying. And I advise you stop listening to that Alex Jones you listen to or Max Kaiser or whoever else.
Or that fucking Bob Tuskin.
What?
Yeah, or the one out of, I forgot the guy name out of England who says that all these politicians are aliens. That could be true, but... But damn. it's no secret that the Federal Reserve is not regulated by the government. It's no secret that it was installed in the U.S. legislation in 1913. All of that is no secret. That's not some hidden knowledge that you only know and nobody else does. I mean, don't know. Please.
Oh, no doubt about it, sir. No doubt about it. I thank you for being aware of that, and I hope that we educate people so that we can move beyond the debt. Based system. And no, I don't listen to Alex Jones or Max Kaiser. I don't think that your ad hominem fallacies are appropriate either because they're not addressing the subject matter unto itself. If you want to have a conversation about banks, let's keep it on banks, not who I receive information according to your speculation.
Let's keep it on banks. Let's keep it on banks. I mean, are you for freedom? Are you for liberty for all people?
I mean, is that a rhetorical question?
No.
Are you for hope and change?
Am I for? Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
It sounds just like a hope and change kind of deal.
Yeah, but what about you? Are you for liberty for all people?
Let's use these ambiguous bullshit terms to not really address any specifics. Hope and change.
Ooh.
But let's not talk about the
Bill,
actual
Bill,
mechanics
Bill, you sound very
of the fucking
angry.
System.
You seem like you need to get away.
Please let Bill talk. I really like him right now.
Really?
Don't interrupt, Bill.
You know, I have a little piss and vinegar
Please
with me.
Please explain about hope and change, Bill.
Yeah, you know, I'm a bit jaded, unfortunately, to this sort of deal. I deal with people on a regular basis. I host a show of my own. It's called The Bill Tuskin Show. And, you know, I'm interested in talking with people who are open-minded, agnostic, critical thinkers. I'm not looking to talk with somebody as opinionated as this gentleman who's not willing to look at the issues unto themselves.
Please talk to us because I would like to know about hope and change.
Well, there's a wide variety of issues. I personally believe, to bring it back to the most current of issues, the Osama deal, that this Osama deal is a distraction, that he was dead for many, many years, and that if we really want to address the terror issue, if we really want TSA to stop groping little kids in the airports and so on, we will look at the Federal Reserve and the 9/11 cover-up. The 9/11 cover-up, of course, a huge problem still 10 years later from the dreadful day. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist by no means, but I think if over 1,000-plus architects and engineers, family members and first responders, if all of these people ask for a new investigation and think that there's reasonable questions to have asked about what the 9/11 Commission reported, then I think that is more than enough justification to take a look at the most serious event of our lifetimes. And I know we were all traumatized by that dreadful day. I actually have a first responder who's a close friend of mine who often talks about some of the misnomers. A lot of people think that Building 7, the third building, 47 stories high, that fell at 5:30 in the afternoon at free fall speed, was hit by an airplane, rather. And it was not hit by an airplane. It was actually just standing there, and all of a sudden, instantaneously, the entire 47 stories of steel decided to collapse into its own footprint in a controlled demolition style. And if you watch the footage for yourselves and you think for yourselves and don't jump to conclusions and you just think for yourselves for a second and watch it, whether it's from CNN, Fox News, it doesn't matter where the footage is from. It's all the same. Whatever angle you watch it, it doesn't matter.
Ain't that
it's all
something?
The same.
Ain't that something? Ain't it all the same angles? Nobody was filming it from behind the fucking plane.
Well, I'm glad you guys are open-minded, it seems like, here, and I'm sorry if I called in and gave you a hard time at first. But Well, I was just joking around for the most part, but, you know, I was joking with you, too,
but some people do fuck watermelons. But go ahead, let's stay on topic.
Fuck watermelons, yeah, well, you know, that's what it's all about.
No, but let's hear more. This is good, dog. You know,
I just wanted to say that it's not like it's a grand conspiracy that about I'm talking about the Federal Reserve since we want to stay on topic of banks. It's not a grand conspiracy that it's not regulated under the government. It's not a grand conspiracy. People know that.
Great. I'm glad.
Well, see, you're confusing the word conspiracy. See. That's because the word conspiracy has been given a negative connotation, but the term conspiracy, if you actually look it up, means two or more people getting together to do a bad thing. So the banks did conspire against Main Street and screwed all of us.
Oh,
it's
well,
just,
we know that.
It's an open
That's,
conspiracy.
Again, it's not new.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, what I'm saying is don't think that the term conspiracy means people don't
know it.
I know
what it means, sir. You didn't have to tell me that. I know what it means, but you can use it in more than one context. So go ahead.
Well, no, that's you can't use it in more than one context.
Well,
that's
you can.
The problem.
Yes,
that's
you can.
Why people think that. Well, no, that's why people
because
have
conspiracy
a negative
means to also incite
of
fear.
The term conspiracy. If
yeah,
you and I got together and decided to rob a bank, that's conspiracy. We would actually be charged by the federal government
yeah,
with
but
conspiracy
you, but,
to
but
commit
you,
robbery.
You know, okay, let me explain this to you a little bit more layman's terms for you to understand. Conspiracy also means that you can invoke fear into the general population as well. Just
no,
like a
that's
terrorist,
the government
you can also
that.
Invoke
try to get
fear.
You to be scared of stuff like that. The government, the only people that try to invoke fear are the people that are controlling all this shit. Trust me, nobody that tries to bring truth out wants to bring fear. It's all about love, dude.
That's
they,
right.
They don't want.
That's very true.
They want you and me to be afraid of everything. They want us to be afraid
mm-hmm.
of Bin Laden or the next boogeyman in our closet that's going to come get us, which is all bullshit. Because I'll ask you this: did Bin Laden or Al Qaeda take away our civil liberties?
No.
In fact, if their logic is kind of backwards, right? If you think about it, we got attacked by these terrorists. For our quote-unquote freedoms, yet we have to give up our freedoms so we don't get attacked again. So, in effect, the terrorists...
Yep, yep, you got to take your fucking shoes off at the fucking airport because of these motherfuckers.
Let me ask you, but that's the...
the fuck is that shit?
You know... You
gotta get butt-ass naked to get on a fucking airplane because of this shit.
You know, this is... This
well,
is,
let me
I mean,
ask you this. Check this out. Do you know what TSA said
scenario
and the Department
in
of Homeland Security said today? They said
what?
That
what
because
they say?
Bin Laden is dead, we're going to get... They said, and I'm not... This is all over the news. They're saying that it's not if. They know we're going to get attacked again for retaliation for Bin Laden's death. So now they want to bring the TSA groping stations to the mall, to the museums, to go
there
to the ballpark.
There it is.
They were talking about it today. On the
there
news,
it is.
Whoop,
there it is.
What
the fuck did we say?
What
the fuck did we say?
You already know. Early.
We already we
so, and,
we
and
said
you
that
know,
before
you know
they said that.
Time
we, Bill, we said that before TSA told y'all. We said that already.
Oh, we've been saying it along the same times too. We've been trying to warn people. Dude, they're doing streets now. They have trucks with an arm that sweeps over and they make you drive through it and it irradiates the whole car and everybody in it.
Yeah.
I mean randomly on the street.
Yeah.
It's
that's
over.
Some, that's crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some scary
and there's gonna come a time where you're going to get your speeding ticket in the fucking mail. They're not even going to pull your fucking ass over and ask you why are you fucking speeding.
You know, down here in the South, all throughout the South of the United States, they're doing this, and it'll probably be up north, too, because I know they have Easy Pass in New York and New Jersey and stuff. If you have one of those things on your car where you can drive through the toll electronically, you know, and they get you to do it because it saves you 25 cents every time you go through the toll rather than stop and pay a dollar bill.
Right.
And now They're getting rid of the humans at the toll booths down here. They're putting,
that's right.
It's all going to be cameras. And if you don't have the pass, no worry. They take a photo of your plate and they send you a bill in the mail plus a $4 convenience fee.
Yep.
Because it's convenient for you not to have cash, right? So now you got to pay $4 more for that crap.
Yep.
It's amazing, right?
I mean, they was going to do this regardless. They've already been planning this whole New World Order, this whole Big Brother's
watching. What is this show? What is this show all about?
Who is this?
What's your show about?
Who, Bill's show?
No, your show. So we're saying, like,
how many people on here? I ain't open but three mics.
We got like four people. The people you were referring to, Bill, was like three or four different people just now.
I can dig it.
Are they with you, Bill?
I'm Bill. He's Bill. We're all Bill.
And I'm Bill, too.
And I'm Bill.
We were just wondering, what do you guys normally talk about?
Yeah, what do you normally talk about? Because we thought we were getting some brainwashed sheeple, and so we got a pretty conscious call, it seems.
Yeah, you guys are pretty smart.
Of course.
Well, not many people, honestly, not many people we deal with are intelligent like you guys. So most people we deal with, you know, we're lucky if they can handle the scores of the latest baseball game that was on television, you know.
Oh, of course not. No. You've called into the right show, Bill.
Well, my question is, how do you combat all this policy making of basically outlawing the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and how do you combat all this if the general population think it's for their own betterment?
Knowledge, education is a big tool in trying to combat it.
Yeah, the only thing about it, there's just not enough, and BA, you know this, there's just not enough Americans or human beings that is smart enough to see through the fucking bullshit.
Yeah, and when they do, they're ostracized by the society here. What's the football player? You may have heard about this by now. Just made the news. He was recently on his Twitter account saying something
about...
Yeah,
the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's my baby daddy. Yeah,
yep,
I'm the one that educated
daddy,
him on that.
He went on there. He said, you know, this 9/11 shit, has, you know, Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects, you know. I'm sure you guys have heard that tune. And the NFL actually, they actually fined him and told him he couldn't talk about those conspiracy theories and blah, blah, blah. You know, so
he didn't even really have a conspiracy theory, though. The thing about it is the fucking spokesperson for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, came out with a real ridiculous statement saying that he didn't have no idea what he was talking about. And it was clear. It was just straight to the fucking point. He said, I don't understand how people can celebrate someone's death like that, someone's murder.
Exactly.
And then say, and this whole goddamn 911 shit is one-sided.
Exactly.
It's plain and simple,
you know,
to me what he said.
That's
example. I mean, I think it would be fair to say that when the 9/11 happened.
I got it right here. He says, we'll never know what really happened. I just have a hard time believing a plane could take a skyscraper down demolition style. That's all.
See,
I mean, it's plain and simple.
Because he was a thought criminal, because he dared to use his freedom of speech as an American citizen, he should be punished.
That's right.
You know,
That's interesting that you said
Hello?
A thought criminal, because you know now they're going to start to lock you up for your thoughts.
Pre-crime law.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
Remember the pre-crime law that, was it Obama?
Sure. And they've recently arrested people for pre-crime and for all sorts of deals. It's crazy stuff. But let me tell you what happened with Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill, of course, a popular R&B singer, formerly with the Fugees. I'm sure you guys know Lauryn Hill's music. Anyways, she was in 2001 about to release an album after – she did a unplugged MTV Unplugged concert. And during that MTV Unplugged concert, she came out on all sorts of conscious topics, you know, really speaking the truth about what was going down as far as she could see, and she really got away from the mold of, you know, the Britney Spears pop, you know, bullshit music. And because of that, they never released her album that she was supposed to release. They paid her $7 million and Columbia Records sat on the album, and they blacklisted her from the music industry when she was the number one best-selling artist at the time. Now she's been totally blacklisted. And why? It's because she was speaking the truth.
That doesn't surprise me. Look what they did to Tupac. Tupac started rapping about the Illuminati. He called out Jay-Z, said Jay-Z was fake and created by the industry to keep everybody, you know, blind and bullshit. And the next thing you know, he's in a car with Suge Knight that gets lit up like a Christmas tree, and Suge Knight gets shot like once, and he looks like a piece of Swiss cheese, and they call it a drive-by shooting. Look. Never in the history of drive-by shootings have real drive-by shootings done by, like, gangs and shit, have they ever owned, you know, they've never killed the person that they intended to kill. They might actually kill him, too, but normally they kill, like, 18 other people around them because they're not aiming. They do what's called spray and pray. They kind of just point the gun and spray it back and forth and take off, okay? So how could somebody be that accurate with their fire that Suge Knight, sitting inches away from Tupac, didn't get killed? I gotta hoist the bullshit flag on.
Well, that was another lie. You know, Tupac is still alive, just like Osama bin Laden.
Well, bin Laden's been, as far as I'm concerned, bin Laden's been dead since,
bin Laden
hit,
is
since
not
December
dead.
2001.
Bin Laden's dead, boo. I agree with him. Bin Laden.
Don't be
dead.
Calling me no
dead.
Fucking boo. Don't
dead.
Call me no fucking boo, nigga. Take your ass to Bulldogs with that shit.
You need
to calm down. Don't call me no fucking boo. I don't like that fucking. Do I look like a fucking ghost to you? You don't fucking boo me.
You better fucking pray and not fucking call me.
This ain't Halloween, motherfucker.
Oh, be quiet. It cracks me up.
Be quiet, boo.
You better pray.
You should be the press secretary. You could give
okay.
Obama's press releases instead of the dorky,
sure.
nerdy guy that got doing it. At least it'd be more entertaining.
We'd have our first.
I'm telling
black,
you, that's what I've been asking
female,
for. They need to let me be his
press
secretary.
President.
I tell you, it'll be good.
You could get up there and give speeches. You could tell people.
So he called into a show yesterday and ask them about the Obama birth certificate, and they just went off on us instantly. What's your guys' opinion on this? Have any of you checked into it at all?
Well, we
like
know that we know that that's a fake-ass birth certificate. I mean, we so past that shit now. And we also know that Osama bin Laden ain't fucking dead. And we know that them niggas did not go in and kill them motherfuckers last week. We fucking know that shit.
So is it racist to say that the birth certificate's fake? Because we've been told.
No, it ain't goddamn
racist.
It's the goddamn truth. I mean, shit, we know that ain't his goddamn birth certificate. We know that shit.
Let me ask you a question. Does it irritate you to hear the mainstream media and these talking heads, these puppets, say stupid shit like that when they say, oh, you have to be racist if you question the government? Or CNN said today, Elliot Spitzer, client number 9 himself, said that he goes, is it government is it like a psychosis? Are people mentally ill who don't believe that bin Laden was killed the other day? So now he's saying that if you don't believe the government, they're calling anybody that doesn't believe the story of Osama bin Laden a deather. That's the new term. Now you're being called a deather. So now we have birther, deather, truther.
And everything's about conspiracy the last couple of days.
At the end of it all, they say that it's you're racist. So I guess I just want to know, do you personally
find
it offensive?
Well, yeah, because it's coming from you. It's coming from you, and you're white. So it's just certain things they're going to use. Because you're white, they're going to throw the racist card at you, even though it is the truth.
And you
that
think
that
that's
fucking
bullshit,
birth
though, right?
Ain't goddamn real. But that's just what they use it. So that's why you always get a nigga to say it for you. And that way, what they going to say? What they going to say if a nigga
exactly.
says?
Exactly. Well, you know what? You just hit the nail right on the head. Honestly, you couldn't have said it better. I couldn't have said it better myself. That you hit the fucking nail right on the
head. Well, exactly. But we do the same thing with the Jewish card. You know, we come from a Jewish family, and everybody wants to talk about how you're anti-Semitic if you talk honestly about Israel's war crimes against Palestinians and against the world. And I'm the first person to tell you, coming from a Jewish family, that the Zionist agenda in the world today is one to watch out for, and that any human rights violations, whether it comes from Zionist pigs against Palestinians or it comes from, I don't care who it comes from. The point is, it doesn't matter. You know, it's about being a human being first and foremost. And then
the Zionist mentality is taught to our police, Bob. The Zionist mentality of that there are certain classes and races that are below you, that mentality is beat and pushed into the police heads. That's why look at how they look at citizens. All citizens are criminals, and then depending on what ethnicity you are, you could be a worse criminal. Like, look, for instance, if you guys pay attention to the news, it's been all over. The New York Times is actually reporting on it. That's how I found out. But the mayor of Miami in Florida and it has been fighting with the police chief down there. And when you go research what's been going on, you find out that the police chief is also under investigation for other things other than just what the mayor's going after him for. Apparently, the police chief, the city of Miami, not the county, but the city itself, they racially profile. I should say the county of Miami has – it's like one entire large police force that – you know, there's certain cities in the county and the city itself that they police. And the city police chief has been getting attacked because they racially profile. And last week alone, they shot 7 people, and everybody was black. Every one of them that they shot was black. And every time it was, well, we felt our lives were in danger, so we had to kill them. And a lot of people are, you know, they get arrested protesting because they're saying, hey, look, this is bullshit. We don't see Latinos getting shot. We don't see white people getting shot. The only people we see you guys going out and shooting are black people. And then the mayor gets quoted as saying, my boys, meaning his cops, my boys were out hunting like a pack of predators. So he admits they went out profiling, looking for people to shoot, beat, tase, arrest, or kill. That's the Miami Police Department.
Did it fit?
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Exactly. Round of applause for the Miami Police Department. For the race.
You guys are twisted. Who's in charge of your board there?
Oh, my Jewish friend.
Oh, I can hear that.
His name is Frankenstein.
Are the Jews and blacks cool with each other? Is that still a thing or no?
Well, actually, you know, we are a Jew. We're Jews. Y'all Jewish, like how white people want to be black, so we call them black-ish because they're acting black. We are Jews. That's why we live in
Jew-ish.
The ghettos. That's why we live in the ghettos.
Aye.
Very true. You know the term ghetto.
We are the original Jews. But y'all are Jewish, meaning ish, meaning trying to be like wannabes.
Ish.
You know, yes, want to be ish, want to be like.
The term ghetto was coined by a politician to keep people, because that's where they wanted to round up all the ne'er-do-wells, as they saw, people that they felt were beneath them, and they wanted to put everybody in there. And then they pump out this mentality like that you're never going to – if you're certain ethnicities – and it's not just black people. It's Hispanics. The Jews, their thing is different. We get a lot of, for thousands of years in the desert and persecution and everything else and the Holocaust. You know, the kids from the time – if you have brainwashed parents or they're pumped, you know, full of that angst that, you know, everybody's out to get you.
No, the Jews, Popeye, were the number one business people in the slave trade.
Of course. The Rothschild family and the black nobility family of Europe and the Dutch East India Company and the British East India Company, they're responsible for the shit you saw in the movie Amistad where they threw all the slaves overboard and drowned them. That kind of shit was done by the British and the Dutch East India Company. Horrible, horrible people.
horrible people, some of the worst bastards on the planet. And these people, their bloodlines are the people that are in charge today.
All right, well, we've effectively hijacked your show, so we're going to hang up now and say goodbye.
Thank God.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Go stick a water gun up here.
CA told you shut the fuck up.
It makes no sense to go back and forth with somebody.
Everybody tells you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but what sense does it make to go back and forth with somebody over the phone? Somebody that you most likely don't even know what they look like.
Yeah.
I mean,
anybody
could be a tough guy over the phone, Don. You should know that by now.
Yeah. Who's next? Well, what else? Who's next? This is boring now. Damn.
They were just harping on things that I think people know about already. I mean, they wasn't saying nothing new.
But why do you always want to battle people, though? I think that was, like, quite, you know what I'm saying,
oh, no.
A great building session, B.A., but I really like your blackness. You pulled it out kind of quick.
Well, because
come on in, 202. What you got for us, baby?
Hey, what's happening? It's French Toast. How you doing?
You got it, sweetheart. What's good with you, Frenchie?
Oh, I just scanned him right quick before I went to bed. I saw you on right quick for the last little 27 minutes. I wanted to holler at you in the chat room. But you want me to chime in? I really don't know what the topic
is.
Oh,
it's too late now. Shit. All the,
I heard a white guy on there, so I mean, I know it's going to be crazy for them.
Well, they hung up. They must have felt your presence.
No, I wasn't.
You know, when God show up, they run. That sucks.
Yeah, okay.
It's bullshit.
I hear you. No, what y'all talking about for real, though?
Well, shit, nothing now. God damn it. The goddamn topic just went away. They took the topic with them. This is some bullshit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They took the entertainment with them, too. I was really entertained, man.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Well,
can we get some more white people to call in, please? Interesting.
What are you talking about, though?
Huh?
What was he talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Ask B.A. I really wasn't paying attention. I was waiting on
I wasn't either, to be honest with you.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because we already know this shit. You feel me? Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
we know everything. We black.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Black folks know everything.
I tend to notice with whites, they kind of talk to blacks as blacks don't know shit. That's why I was saying what I was saying.
Well, sweetheart, well, we proud of you to show your blackness, you feel me, your smart intellect, your supreme darkness, baby.
And again, he didn't even answer the question. Like I stated, if you're going to use natural renewable resources for fuel and things of that nature, then what the fuck? You don't think a company is going to monopolize that shit either?
I look here. All companies got all the patents for all the alternative fuels. It don't matter anyway.
Exactly.
It don't matter.
It don't. That's what I was trying. That's what I was trying to tell them. It don't even matter.
Man, look here. If you can't walk where you get, you got to depend on somebody else. Simple as that. You dig?
Amen.
Career. Everything we got is oil based. I don't care if you don't use gasoline anymore. You still need oil for clothes, toothpaste. Tires that running on electric, four barrels of oil to make one tire.
Mm-hmm.
They got us locked down, you know. So what I try to tell a brother, hey, look, you don't have to be poor. So when they raise them prices, you can act accordingly. You don't have to be poor. And that's what the white man look at. They don't give a damn gas. It's $10 a gallon. They're going to driving those that can afford it. Now I want to get you in the same position.
It's all mental, too, because $4 a gallon, nigga, you'll spend that on a damn meal at Dairy Queen costs $6.
There you go. Or McDonald's. That's for $6 for one person now.
I remember in the 90s, I was complaining to my mother that my toothpaste cost $3. That bitch was ready to slap five in my ass. That bitch was like, $3. Bitch, you complaining that your shit cost $3? Like,
hey,
that was $3.
Hey, we
spent
more
than y'all gonna be in some shits when gas costs $100 a gallon. Yeah, that's when you motherfucking piss on yourself. That when you get your bikes out.
I won't be in.
Get your fucking bikes out.
It'll be $5 soon, though. It's only $4. I'm paying $4.20 for 93 octane. So, and Europe is already high.
I don't even know how much I'm paying. I just be like, nigga, let me just fill up.
There
I don't even pay attention to gallons. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
There you go. That's what you do.
You know what
I'm
saying? You know what I'm saying? If I tell that motherfucker 20 on pump 7, goddammit, that's it. Shit. Now what?
There you go. But I don't
it
have
ain't
no
that
gas
deep. You feel
I got rid of that SUV I was pushing. I showed in, walking, driving that big old thing. Ain't just for me and one or two people in there. I got rid of that joint, showed in. That's why they can't get them away now. They can't get them joints away. For real. He was full of them. It's full of.
I'm telling you, man, y'all better goddamn see. I live in a small town. We got like 3-4 mopeds and shit. Y'all better go back to mopeds, motherfucking stop bullshitting. Moped cost $2,000. Get you a nice moped. You can fill that bitch up. $4 will fill that bitch up and get you about 50 miles.
As you do in Thailand. Right. That's what they're riding over in Thailand.
Shit, get you a moped, goddammit.
That's right. That's right. There you go. You know,
shit.
Keep the car from
rainy
days.
And then, what's so far about that shit? You ain't got to give a nigga a ride. You ain't got but one seat. Fuck him. Just push your moped, get that motherfucker, get you a little license plate on the back of that motherfucker and go 35 miles per hour.
Look at cigarettes. How much cigarettes cost now, Pat? $8? I don't smoke, but I mean, you know. Look how much
I don't
eat.
Know. I don't never ask how much my shit costs. I just tell them the same shit I tell them at the pump. Let me get
if you in New York, if you in New York, cigarettes are like $8, but down here, cigarettes are like $6 and $5 and $4.
Yeah. Look how much a movie
my
is in New York.
My cigarette costs $7.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
New York
cigarettes cost more than $8 in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, in New York, up north, it's high. But that's because New York has a very high standard of living, too, so...
Yeah, but that, look, that's a trend state. That's just what everything else is going to be like. That's all that is. There's like 5 trend states in this country, right? California, Florida, Colorado, and maybe another one, right? That's just the trend for everything. Everything else just follows. Just a matter of time. You got to get your pay. You got to get the position. You can make that money.
Florida
your money.
Does not have a high standard of living.
Save your money. That's right. Save your money. Don't spend the damn time you get so quick. Put some away. Stack it. I don't care if you don't even put it in the bank. Put it underneath your mattress. Make sure nobody know about it now. And look at it, bro. You know
damn,
I mean?
Man. It was a damn junkie knocking at my damn door. Want some cigarettes? As soon as you said that shit. Damn, junkie and shit. I gave that bitch about 4 goddamn cigarettes. That bitch come out, hey, you got $1.
Give
I said, nah,
fuck.
Nigga,
give
sell
fuck.
Them cigarettes for $1. Motherfucker, you have $4.
Mm-hmm.
God
know?
Damn, shit. Bitch, I just gave you some fucking cigarettes, ho. Shit.
Throw a rent party, you bro. That's right. You know you got some tunes up in your house. You know your money a little short. Throw a rent party on Friday or Saturday. You know?
Who the fuck you talking to?
No, not you. Up to something that people can do. I know you
man,
said
man, niggas
huh?
don't support nobody's motherfucking rent.
But you know what I'm saying, though. People like, we like to party now. That's what it be. You ain't got to tell them what you're doing it for. But that's right. You know what I mean? Look, we pay to get in the mother clubs. People come, lay your shit out right. You'd be surprised. I know people cook dinners on Sunday only, selling them so much a plate. Right here in my neighborhood in D.C. I'm telling
yeah, it
you.
It is, baby.
I'm telling you, all kinds of ways make money.
It is. There's so many ways to get paid. Let
I'm
me count the ways.
I'm telling you,
it
people.
Is, though. It shouldn't be. I always said it, French Toast. It shouldn't be nan niggas struggling.
Now, all y'all
they just got to put that go-getter in their fucking system.
Ain't none of y'all chicks supposed to be broke. I'm telling you.
Who?
I'm just saying for the average chick.
Yeah. It shouldn't be nan black woman broke any fucking way.
That's what I'm saying.
It's her yeah. goddamn time. Goddamn shit.
Tell you.
It shouldn't be nan black woman broke, nigga.
But you know what keeps us back? It's our own mentality, most of us. I can't do it. It's too hard. The white man, that mysterious man. Who is that man? What he look like? Where he at? Get your ass.
He ain't in their house.
He in their mind.
and come on out your house. Come out the hood. And Vince, take a little trip. See what's cracking. Open a book, goddammit. Books is like kryptonite to a brother. I don't read, man.
Well, your friend said that she didn't know that there was organizations that got black youth together.
Oh yeah, they're organizations. Yeah.
Sad.
She might
That's
not like
very
them.
Sad.
She might not like them. You got the bougie organizations, the grassroots organizations. You know what I mean? You got Jack and Jill for the black elite, you know, links and whatnot. You got, you know, Elks in the middle somewhat doing some stuff with the people, you know what I mean?
Did she ever interview, let me ask you a question, did she ever interview the guy that she was supposed to interview?
Oh, I wouldn't know what you're talking about on that, brother, man. You've asked
something
behind that.
I don't like calling that bitch name out in the air.
Who?
Your best friend, Don, that used to go to.
Who?
You know that lady show you used to go to? But you stopped going because she kicked you out.
Oh, which one, man? You know how many hoes got there?
Nikki Love. Who
else? What about him?
No, I was just telling him that she said that she didn't know that there was organizations within these neighborhoods that were getting black youth and anti gangs together. She was saying that. The conscious community need to step up. The conscious community stepped their game up because you got people out there.
She is the conscious community, ain't she?
Who, me?
She.
No, the person you're talking about, man.
Yeah, she was saying that. She was saying they need to step their game up and do the same as these organizations.
Who is this person? Who are you talking about?
Looking for a stone.
Who are you talking about? Just say, speak on it, man. God damn. Who are you talking about? You know who you're talking about. She got a show on Blog Talk?
I said her name. I said Nikki Love.
Oh, Nikki Love. Oh, you know, yeah. Nikki off the chain somewhat. You know, talking about the ancestors. And what. I mean, we love Nikki. I off the air during the day, whatnot. You know, I'm trying to do something over here, get some brothers to work. You know what I mean? If you got a good heart like I do, then you can overlook some of that stuff. Because none of us, you're not going to agree with anything everybody says. Totally everything, right? Now, some of that stuff, you know what I mean? But that's just the way she is. Now, you got to understand where she was spawned, how she came up, and whatnot. Where the circles she traveled in, what she believed.
No,
so,
it's not that. It's not. I mean, who?
Please let him explain. He's so right.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just saying, I mean, who honestly cares what she believes? And it's just that a lot of people in that
I care what you believe. I care what you believe, brother. I'm listening to you. I care. Even though I don't know you from Jack, I care. Believe it or not, I like black people. I really do. So I care what you say. Yeah, I care. That's why I listen to her. I don't agree with my chick, and I sleep with her. And damn, you know what I mean, man. Don't be like that, man. Okay, who agrees with everything you say? Your mama? Who? You got a girl, right? She agrees with everything you say. Come on now.
I think you missed my point. I think you completely.
I understand your point. I understand your point.
Obviously, you don't.
You're just mad because I don't agree with what you're saying. But
no.
I understand your point.
No.
Want me back up for you again?
I don't care if you agree or disagree.
Yes, you do.
No,
you're
I don't.
You're not honest. You're not honest if you say.
I'm being quite honest. I don't care.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
Don can tell you. Sir, I don't care.
I don't need Don to tell me. I'm listening to you, man.
Yeah, but you're saying that I care when I don't care. And I know myself better than you know me. So I think I know what I'm talking about.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that. So I don't know if you're circumcised or not. So I don't even know your ass.
Yeah,
it don't matter.
Exactly.
But you're making a joke. But you
exactly.
See what I'm saying?
My point is it don't matter. Now you even just said it.
Right.
Thank you.
But I understand where you're coming from, your school of thought.
Okay.
You know
and
I mean?
I understood where you was coming from. No, not
right.
Well, you
okay.
just didn't understand where I was coming from. That's
yes,
what it was.
I did. I can reverse engineer it for you.
No, you went off into an entire tantrum about me caring about what that lady believed in. I that wasn't my intention talking about what she believed in.
Well, Ms. Gilmer, what you saying now?
You never even let me finish explaining. You just jumped in and started talking about what
you
believe.
I ain't got to. I'm older. You know what your young ass going to say already before you say it, sir.
What I'm going to say then.
I'm an OG. Go ahead. You got the floor. Go ahead.
What I'm going to say, my point was when you are involved in only one section of an ideology or a group, you don't understand things outside of that, and that's why I said she didn't know.
And I understood that. That
exactly.
Could be quite possible.
That was my point.
I understood that.
She could believe in ancestors. She could believe in Zeus. She could believe in Hermes. She could believe in Jesus. She could believe in whatever. That don't matter.
Right.
I was just
okay.
saying that people keep themselves ignorant in certain beliefs. That's all.
Okay, you got kids? You follow?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hope you're doing right by your kids, right? Your kids live with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Hope your wife is with you, your loved one, or whatever, and you're raising your family. That's a start. You got boys?
No.
Girl, too, a couple of girls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hope they finish college before they get pregnant. I'm wishing the best for you. That's what you're talking about. Okay? You put your kick in game.
All-Ones, come on in. Your mic is open. All-Ones, come on. What's your name? Where you calling from? All-Ones, come on in. Nope. I don't want to say shit. Continue on, fellas.
Okay. But I'm just saying, I hope you know do the right thing. Tell you know the girls to, you know, it's possible to abstain from sex. You know, to tell them how us guys are really what we're about. Tell them the truth. Don't hold back. You know what I mean? And anything you don't know, go ask somebody about it. Read up on whatever. But it's about you and your family today. That's the most important thing. Because we don't need sisters out here coming out, you know, goofy with this life thing. You know, to make themselves sufficient.
I honestly believe that you could teach a kid only to a certain point, because when they go to the outside world, they're going to have friends that can hold a greater influence.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. I'm hoping you teach your kids that they will pick quality people to be associated with. That's what I'm saying, okay? Because believe me, this is a group of elite blacks. They ain't hanging with ghetto Negroes.
They don't have to.
Well, it's not that they don't have to. They choose not to.
Yeah, but they don't have to.
Okay, man. All right. But you understand what I'm saying.
If I wasn't an elitist, I wouldn't hang around them either.
Okay. All right. But
now, being honest,
what I'm
I wouldn't hang around them. Why hang around them?
Okay.
We have nothing to talk about. There's nothing in common. They're not up there financially with me. They hold no type of power. Why hang around
okay.
them?
What I'm saying is, I hope you're imputing that in your daughters. Okay. Because I know a lot of fathers that got good intentions, but they never really kicked it to their daughters, honestly. You know what I mean? You got teenagers?
No. These are very, 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 very young kids.
I think you said very, very young. Okay. Well, it's easy
yeah.
when they're young. Okay? It gets harder and harder as they get older. All you got to do right now is make sure they're fed, diaper change, whatever, clean underwear on and looking cute and whatnot, the basics. But I mean, as they get to be teenagers, they start smelling their oats and whatnot, and they can make their own little decisions. You got to be like a pimp and convince them through incentives and laying it down by law and actual actions, living by example. You know what I mean? That's what you have to do to convince them. And you got to have good friends yourself coming over your house, going over their house. That's kind of good adult friends. So they can see daddy got solid friends. And they in turn will have probably decent kids. You got your kid in public school coming up? We going to put them in some charter school, Catholic school? All that makes a difference. You might want to homeschool them. You know what I mean? But it's all up to you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It really is.
I'll decide what's best.
Are you a college graduate?
Yep.
Black university?
No.
Okay, where'd you go, man? I went to Howard, class of 82.
FSU. Florida
What's that?
State University.
Okay.
You know what that
right.
is, right?
No, I don't. Where is it?
That's around Gainesville.
Okay, I'm in Washington, D.C. I don't know. Some in college, you know, I can admit I don't know something. I don't know. I know you know where Howard is, right?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, Negro, that's the best black university in America. Black Harvard.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. I take over. I got to go get a beer. Damn this nigga. I've heard of it. Howard University, man.
I've heard of it. Again, I've heard of it. I've never been there. I mean, I know it's called the Black Howard, but again, what
Black
about
Harvard.
It?
Black Harvard.
I know what it's Black. Called, but what about
okay.
it?
Okay, man. You said you ain't never kind of heard of it. Now, what about it?
Yeah, I have heard of it. I mean, to be honest, black colleges don't interest me at all. At
oh,
all.
Lord.
To me, a lot of them have nothing to offer.
Well, you know, let's be honest. There's some rinky-dink ones, but the people's grades ain't real tight. SATs or ACT scores. Everybody fits in where they can get it. At least they trying. I mean, if that's the case, let's get rid of all community colleges, white and black then. Black colleges. Boy, if I saw you, I'd smack the shit out of you talking that dumb shit. You know that? You offend me talking that dumb shit. Nigga, I will fuck your ass up talking that dumb shit. I thought you had more sense than that. But you're a knucklehead. You
black
are a knucklehead.
Black colleges don't interest me. And if you
yeah,
don't
yeah,
me,
you a knucklehead.
My black
ass, guess what?
I would
I
never
no
go
further
to
interest
one.
To talk to you no more.
And I would never, and if my daughters get accepted in them, I would never send them. Because
okay,
I feel
goodbye.
As though they have nothing
put
to offer.
Else on. This nigga crazy. And I don't even like to say the word.
You show
nigga,
me a prominent person
great.
That came from them shit.
Right. Okay, bye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Good luck to you. Hang up now. I want you to hang the fuck up right now. Hang up. Hang up now. I'm serious. Hang up, man. Hang up, goddammit. Hang up. Hang up now. Please. Just hang the fuck up right now. And go on to bed. Crawl into your motherfucking bed with your old lady. Whatever the fuck. That's what you do. Stupid motherfucker. Black college. Most of us graduate from black colleges.
So, and your point? What's the point? What was your point? I don't give two shits about black colleges.
Right. You don't even like black people, probably, do you?
Who?
You. Who are we talking
to?
What
I like and don't like. Again, black colleges does not equate to hating black people.
Right.
Fuck a black college, please.
You
do, they
I
don't
know you
offer
don't have
nothing.
A white woman.
Again,
white
them
woman
shits don't offer
either.
Nothing. And I'm
right,
doing
okay.
quite well where I am at. I'm
I hear you.
All right.
Goodbye. Goodbye quite well. Good night. Good night. God bless. Get on. Bye. I'm serious, man. We don't want to hear that shit, man.
Okay,
we don't want to hear
that.
You
never brought it up. Why
let
you
me
brought
say
it up
this.
For?
I mean, she didn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm making any sense. Well, you don't want to hear
it.
Well, I'm
not
going to give
you
an answer. But let me tell you, I'm a straightforward person. I don't say things to make anybody feel good.
I'm
going to say what the fuck I want to say.
Damn it. Forget college and all together. How about that? Let's just get real stupid with it. How about forget learning altogether. How about that?
Okay.
Now, let's take it even further. Forget learning. Take your kids out of school. Put them on the blade. That's what you do. Let them hoe up a blow up, barbecue and mildew. Because if you're dumb ass, they're going to subject to spoil.
You're not even funny. I mean, this is just straight ignorance. And I got no time talking to people like you because you can't even comprehend on certain levels that go in depth. So please, bye-bye. Again, this is a result of black colleges. They don't teach you shit, which is why he's saying what he's saying.
Well,
whatever is that? You're making me laugh.
The scholarship is about to take off in about 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes to call in and hear the scholarship, motherfuckers. That shit about to take off in 2 minutes. Skype in or call in. Your boarding pass number or your goddamn scholarship number is 347-884-9239. There it is. Please believe it. We about to take off in 1 minute, motherfuckers. If you ain't on this line, God bless you and heaven shine upon you. Wow, B.A., you're on a roll. I'm so proud of you. If we just let you talk, we'll learn a lot, won't we?
How you gonna say in one breath that you care with what I think and this and the third, but in the next breath you cussing me out because I don't agree with that stupid shit you're saying.
Good goddamn point.
Good damn. I told you we should be quiet. Let B.A. talk.
Yeah.
Goddamn, we probably learn something.
He contradicted himself within a matter of 1 minute. That's very sad.
You think?
Well, B.A.
Well, VA, I'm not graduating from a black college either, VA, so don't feel bad.
Well, they're not, I'm not trying to degrade them, but they're not, a lot of them ain't worth it. And that's
let's take off, y'all. The mothership is about to take off. We got 1 minute. Let's run.
Well, all right. Dodger, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid.
Anything goes.
Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. Hear the noise, let nobody but the boy. Get down.
What that faggot ass is supposed to do?
Hit it, fellas. Stride and dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boots, doing the bump.
Yeah. All right, man, we have officially took off, you motherfuckers. Anybody want their mic open, push one now or forever shut the fuck up and doze off. Enjoy the ride, baby. This is your captain, no name speaking. B.A., I'm proud of you, baby. You've been holding your ground, boy. You should have stood up to all the motherfuckers. Boy, you are incredible. Come on in,
4-4. Gave him a wake-up call today. You woke B.A. ass up today. He needed that today, though.
Oh,
he
why?
He needed a clearing. Huh? Because you constantly had burnt that nigga, man. So,
when,
you,
man?
You know,
I ain't murk, B.A. You see, he came back. When I kill a motherfucker, they don't never come back to this bitch. You feel me? It's plenty of motherfuckers don't ever come back to Don Corleone show after they done got their head sliced the fuck out. I be poking B.A. with a toothpick. Anyway, what's good, man? Okay, so you don't fuck with black colleges. I'm starting to not to do it my damn self, though. Fuck HBCUs.
No.
Nah, for real, though, because even my daughters have some issue with some nigga colleges. She's like, Mama, I don't want to fuck with these nigga colleges. They ain't never got their shit together.
Nope.
You know what's
That's
funny?
True, though.
You know what's funny? I graduated from Syracuse University this month, and I'm getting all types of family coming up here for that.
Okay, is that black or white? Is that a black? Is that HBCU or what?
Nah, Syracuse University.
That's white?
Yeah.
Is that white?
White.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, baby.
Thank you, Queen.
That's what's up.
Atlanta.
I mean, shit,
I'm coming,
man.
I'm
even Fireliner said, congrats, brother. You know, Fireliner's black power, but she congratulating you for fucking with them motherfuckers on the other side of the fence.
Thank you, Fireliner.
That's what's up. Nah, but I'm really hesitant, too, because my daughter is like, Mama, she even said it. She said, Mama, I won't fuck with these black motherfuckers. Said they ain't got their shit together. Every time I call them, they don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. They ignorant. She said, when I be fucking with, she said, them white colleges that want me, they got my shit together. They already know every fucking thing when I call. They don't even put me on hold and shit, transfer me to another motherfucker that don't know shit. She said, white colleges treat you like Chick-fil-A. Black colleges treat you like Burger King, McDonald's.
Yep.
Treat you like shit. Nah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I think we lost our prestige, our honor, our, you know, like that good swag, you know what I'm saying, that customer service type shit, our scruples, our fucking mind. That's what the fuck the majority of black people lost. They lost their fucking mind. So it's hard to even get a job done, even though they done clocked in to do it for you. You feel me? So I must agree. So I what the fuck? I am not going to have a one-hour conversation by my motherfucking self at no 2 o'clock in no motherfucking morning. I'm telling you right now.
I agree, Donna.
I crash this bitch. Hit a motherfucking planet. Anyway, all right. B.A. thinking about what that means.
Nah, Jolie, I ain't had no problems with my schooling, man. They treat me well.
Oh, they treat you well?
They treat me well.
No, we can't hear you, B.A. Say something. Nope, can't hear you, B.A. So you didn't have any problem. Well, that's what's up. I mean, you know, it's kind of hard, though, because, you know, black people take everything very serious, you know, and it's hard because, you know, I like French Toast, and he did say that the black elitists don't fuck with another group of black people, you know, and then get pissed off when you don't want to fuck with the same group of black people that the black elitists don't want to fuck with, you know, like shit. What the fuck is that? I don't know. I just think it don't make sense. You know? I mean, I like people, all people, but it's just certain people that I prefer to be around when it's time to be around. You feel me? No, sweetheart, we cannot hear you. Can you hear us? B.A., can you hear us? Anyway, come on in, Midnight. What you got for us, sweetheart?
My oldest daughter has joined the Navy.
Okay, well, God bless her. Heaven shine upon her. Why did she join the Navy?
Maybe out of despite because of me, my mouth.
So you think she did everything to rebel against what you say?
She had a problem with, you know, my daughter Oriana is I think she wants to be a politician, but, you know, she had a big issue with Barack Obama from the beginning, you know. So I brought that up to her. I said, you have a problem with Barack, but now you're going to join his forces then. You're going to join the government forces. And I asked her, you know, and I told her, I said, do you know what this means? And she said, yeah, she's going to go and make something out of herself. I said, okay, baby, that's peace and all, but now you really belong to them. You are now controlled.
Be all you can be. Wow. I don't see nothing right or wrong with it, to be honest with you, because really you need to have somebody strategically placed in one of the hallways of the government. You feel me? You need that. Because the way this shit looking, I'm enlisting all my children in the fucking government so we all can be protected. Because if you ain't with the government, nigga, you against them motherfuckers. That's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, at the end of the day, once the shit continue to hit the fucking fan, and if you ain't got no motherfucking body in there to give you the inside scoop or to tell you what the fuck is about to pop off or whatever, you know, then you're fucked. You're fucked at the end of the day. I don't see it's good or bad. I just see it strategically being done. Did she get enlisted? Did she already get accepted into the Navy or what?
No, my daughter dropped out of college to join the Navy.
Okay, how long has she been in the Navy?
She's going. She's leaving next week, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to invite her over to dinner, and, you know.
I think it's cool, though, you know, because the way this shit about to goddamn go down, like I said, man, I mean, where the fuck you want your daughter at in something that doesn't benefit the whole? Like, right now, you need your family. I think everybody's family need to be in the fucking government. You know what I'm saying? In some type of where they can raise up, climb the fucking ladder, you know, and be side by side of whoever the fuck is going to run the goddamn world.
Ain't no way of being on the outside and thinking you can do something on the outside. You got to get in to do something. You know? Shit,
but
climb the fucking ladder. Fuck that shit. No, Jolly, this would be considered the pits of hell if your ass ain't in heaven. And right now, these motherfuckers is about to build a fucking heaven that a whole bunch of niggas ain't going to goddamn be able to partake in. Because it's going to happen. They are already in place, and there are niggas that's in place with they motherfucking ass. I mean, shit, we done already changed Sananda's, my 15-year-old occupation, or what she's going to call it. We done already switched that shit. My husband and I already sat down and talked about that shit. Bitch, you're going to be the scientist for fucking government. You're going to work for NASA, bitch. Fuck that. I need my daughters in and my son. I don't want you doing shit outside this motherfucking goddamn New World Order, because if you're not inside controlling the goddamn streams, then somebody is controlling your streams. And I played chess, not fucking checkers.
You got a point. You got a point.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Fuck what you heard. You know what I'm saying? People want to know what the fuck you going to do about it. You better get your ass in that motherfucking game, nigga. If not, you're going to be fooled. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'd rather be one of them motherfuckers. If y'all niggas saying that it's some goddamn caskets these motherfuckers building and putting up on the along the goddamn highways, I'd rather have at least one of my babies putting them motherfuckers on the highways for some of you niggas. How about that? Than the shit with their name on it. Nah, fuck that. Mm-mm. A wise man told me, you got a problem with the government, you get your ass in it.
Right.
At the end of the fucking day. That's kind of like the highest protection, though, when you are inside the military, the Pentagon, the White House,
yeah,
or the Federal fucking Reserve Bank, goddammit. Fuck what you heard. You cannot fucking win unless you plan on the team that is kicking ass. Period. Them TSA motherfuckers, they ain't got to hurt for shit. It's the niggas that's going through them airport lines.
Right.
That's the truth. The military motherfuckers, they ain't got to hurt from shit. It's the ones that the military is stopping every fucking day asking them for their driver's license. That's the fucking truth.
So what do you think General Colin Powell's objective was when he left, when he dropped the body?
I don't know him. Seriously. I don't know Colin Powell. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, you know, the truth of the matter is these are your elites. It's no different than the principal at your school. You know, parents complain about the school, but the principal is the one running the shit. The principal. Look up the word principal. That's a determining factor. You know what I'm saying? We don't need teachers. We need principals. We need niggas on the goddamn school board. We do need black mayors and politicians and shit running the whole motherfucker, getting in this shit. Not want to be fucking rappers, not want to be R&B singers, not an entrepreneur. Fuck that shit, because your business is about to be taken away any fucking way. It's over. One world order, nigga, means complete dictatorship. It's I would love to be on the side of the dictator, dictating with his motherfucking ass than being dictated to. Or to be the dictator of my goddamn self, but this is where it's going. Got to think outside the box. I think your daughter made a great decision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to support her regardless. I mean, you know.
But I think she made a great decision.
At least you get to see the world.
Yeah, and that's get one, to know what the fuck is going it. On and get to know the truth. Because you really wouldn't know the truth unless you get inside that which has been lying to you. I wouldn't be surprised if she called you or send you an email and say, Daddy, you were right.
That was my only athlete. That was my athlete. She ran track and played basketball, so, you know.
Well, it won't be none of that going on anyway.
No.
That's out. That's worse than the government. You saw what happened to you. Pittsburgh, nigga, he can't even motherfucking voice his opinion. That's out. I mean, what do you do? What do you do when they have strategic, they already got shit planned for every fucking body? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What would you do? If they already got everything fucking planned for the whole fucking existence of humanity, what the fuck do you do? They already know what the fuck you're going to eat because they put it in the fucking stores for you to fucking eat. What the fuck do you do?
Right.
The car you're driving, you ain't choose that motherfucker. They put the choices right in front of you. What the fuck do you do? You would choose wisely. You would choose wisely. And I always said, you know, fuck it, I won't in. That's the fucking truth. I won't in. Fuck what you heard. I won't in. You know what I'm saying? They said it's going to be a great and dreadful day. Great for some, dreadful for others. How the fuck is that possible?
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So who's going to have a great day and who's going to have a dreadful one?
Mm-hmm.
Choose wisely. How's this shit going to happen? You know, as millions of motherfucking goddamn citizens get butt naked just to get on the airplane? Are you fucking serious? Who falls for shit like that?
Right.
People who don't have a plan of their own.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? People who haven't even thought that they can get pilot license. Or get a fucking charter plane.
Yep.
Stop going to major airports. Go to the rural airports that's set up. They don't think outside the fucking box. So that means that you stay your ass in the box and you take every fucking thing we give you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Shit, quite simple. I think your daughter made a great decision. Because I tell you one thing, they really ain't going to let shit happen to her. They ain't going to let shit happen to her. That's a cold. That's an oath right there. Niggas don't even take oaths in the street. Them the same niggas that'll stab you in the back. They don't protect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, your own people don't even fucking protect you. And what's interesting is kind of like it don't even fucking matter, like, how many different nationalities on the police force. They may not like niggas, but they'll protect their nigga cop. And that nigga cop will protect. That's an oath. That's a fucking oath. I'm just saying. I mean, that's just the way I think. Because for a long time, I was, you know, thinking in the box. But you do got to think outside the box. Once you know everything, you shouldn't be scared to go right in the belly of the fucking beast and stab that motherfucker from the inside out.
That's right. I can dig it.
Because you can't do shit on the outside of that motherfucker. If you want to topple this motherfucker, you got to get in that motherfucker and change it. You can't bust the motherfucker out. You cannot bust the windows out from the outside. You got to bust the windows from the inside out.
Makes sense, baby.
I'm just saying, you know, shit. If that movie Salt taught us anything, them niggas strategically placed themselves in the government to take that bitch down. Did they not? To take that bitch down, did they not? Shit, if that shit didn't teach us any fucking, we ain't learned shit from that motherfucker. It was that them niggas was raised and trained to get in that motherfucker, damn near next to the fucking president, know his little hide in space, and push the fucking button. If that ain't gangster.
They gonna brainwash my baby. Everything that I done fed her. I just pray that she doesn't get.
I mean, what's gonna happen out here?
At least out here, she's, you know what I'm saying, she was sharp. She was sharp. She could defend herself, and I could defend her as well. I mean, you know, that's my baby, all my girls. But she was raised sharp. But for her to go inside the belly of the beast, now
she ain't going. And then if it's in her DNA, baby, they can't take nothing out your DNA. If it's encoded in her DNA, that shit ain't going nowhere, baby. It ain't going nowhere. What the fuck you think they doing out here to folks? What do you think they doing out here to sharp people? I done met plenty of sharp people. They ain't lost their fucking mind, and it wasn't because they went in the military and came back out, even though there are some goddamn crazy-ass military motherfuckers, too.
A lot of sexual harassment. A lot of sexual harassment on them women in the military.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
It's gays in that bitch now. They can fuck something. Gays can come in that motherfucking.
My mama was at West Point, so I heard the story. I heard
about it too. I mean, it's some females I know that was in the military that got raped and shit.
And then now I'm thinking, you know, now I have to think for her. You know what I'm saying? As far as being out here, I have to protect her by silencing certain shit that I'm saying. They know that's my baby.
Well,
I'm going to
tell you,
you know?
I'm going to tell you like my mama say, man. I mean, everything got your name on it, whether it's good or bad. If it got your name on it, it's coming for you. And ain't shit you can do about it. Ain't shit you can do about it if it got your name on it. If it's $1 million with your name on it, it's coming for you. If it's a bullet with your name on it, it's coming for you. It don't matter, good or bad. If it got your name on it, it's coming for you. So, and that's the fucking truth. So, that's why you got to just live your fucking life. You can't worry. Everything got your name. If it's yours, nigga, it's coming. So whatever got your daughter's name on it, it's coming for her. And whatever got your name on it is coming for you. Good or bad.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. That's why I'm just trying to get in position. So I can have a better transport, you know, so I can have a better life in the next one. Fuck this one.
Why not? Why fuck this one? You already in it. You might as well, you know, master it. Don't worry. This ain't who knows it? Who promised you another life? You got this one. You got one life to live. Live it vivid. You know what I'm saying? It really ain't that bad. Whatever's coming for you, still got your name on it.
Let it come.
Just live
queen.
It vivid. Huh?
Indeed. I said then let it
come. Yeah, it ain't. Don't forsake this one for one that you know not, that you don't even know exists. That's religion. That's Christian talk, sweetheart. Live this one out to the fullest. Ride it out. Make the best of it. I don't think nothing wrong with it. That's just me. I just know that, you know, whatever got your name on it coming for you anyway. Period. There's no if, would've, or could've. Everything is going to happen the way.
Let it come, because I done gave up on humanity a long time ago. Let it come. You know, I just try to protect my eyes and get them ready. So when I do, when I'm no longer in the physical, at least one thing that they can't take away from my son or my daughters is their mind, you know. Just try to keep their mind razor sharp and not be asleep anymore. You know, so let it come. Let it come. Because I done gave up on fucking humanity. Humanity sucks. Straight up. Fuck this soil. Fuck it.
Did you know I was on Beautiful Butterfly show, listening to her show today, and she read the news about Africa makes about $8.9 million in the porn business. And they're going to have a sex expo in that motherfucker annually now.
Mm.
It ain't this soil, nigga. It's the whole motherfucking world. It don't matter where you go.
I'm talking about the world too, goddess. I'm talking about the world too, goddess. You know what I'm saying? That's why they've been raining, and I mean the weather's been so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Fucking sky cracking open anyway. These motherfuckers trying to get up out of here. So I mean, you know, if they go, let them go.
Say something, BA. BA, we can't hear you. Maybe you muted yourself, BA. I'm listening to Midnight. I mean, ain't too much, you know what I'm saying? All you can do is not give in to the delicacies of the harlot. That's the truth. You know, ain't too much you can do. Just not give in to it. And if we, you know, instill that in our children, that shit would not be a problem for them either. You just can't give in to the delicacies of the harlot. That's why it's important that you master your fucking lower cardinal desires. Because if it's not, it's going to take you the fuck out. It's going to take you out. If you ain't mastered a whole bunch of sex, money, greed, gluttony, emotions, a whole bunch of fucking shit, it's going to take you the fuck out. That means you'll be lured to do any and everything on this motherfucking planet based on your lower nature.
Sure indeed.
And, you know, our children have to be taught that more than just how nappy they fucking hair is and how far they go back. They really need to be taught the delicacies of the fucking harlot. And it starts with the sex force. That's the first thing. You know what I'm saying? I was at Clark Atlanta, and the majority of those bitches is niggas that hang out there in Clark Atlanta and pimp their ass straight to the fucking pole. Pimp them straight to the fucking pole. The majority of them hoes in Clark Atlanta are strippers now because the money look good. All that type of shit. So, you know, ask your daughter what she really doing it for. What are you doing it for? The majority of people think that the military take care of them financially. And in a sense, they do, but they still give them scraps. You know, they give them scraps, basically. But, you know, you got to ask her, why the fuck are you doing it?
Well,
it's not so I can be all I can be, so I can better my fucking self, because that ain't it. You can better yourself in a damn house 7 days a motherfucking week with 3 goddamn meals. There's niggas in jail that came out motherfucking incredibly wealthy. So that ain't it. You can better yourself in a fucking box. That ain't it. Why do you want to do it?
She told me why.
Why?
She wants to go to better her life. She wants to go.
That ain't gonna do shit.
All she had to do was finish school, which she was on her way to doing, finish the school. and she would have had a job with Mystique Enterprise when my father came home from Ghana. She was in position. That's why I said, fuck it, I'm going to Atlanta so I can be in warmer weather, warmer climate, and set up my, you know, set up my spot up in my home, you know. And she can leave up here and come on down, any of my children, you know. And this is why the purpose why I'm relocating. I'm doing it for them. I ain't doing it for me. I'm doing it for them. Get the hell up out of New York State, period. But Oriana is very vindictive. Very vindictive. She's strong, but she, you know, I told her, I said, well, you know, the thing with your attitude is you're going to have a good job. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot, you deal with Nicotrons. You know, the brothers that I think that you should be, you know, that I think you should be talking to, you choose to be with the hood niggas. So, you know, your attitude.
That's probably why she want a 410 come on in. That's probably why she want to better herself if they get away from hood niggas.
Yeah.
That's probably part of it. Yeah, mic open, Butterfly. Oh. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Great. That's probably why. You know, shit, get away from them motherfuckers. That's that shit. Maybe she did take your advice.
I got to check.
And the only way you can get away from motherfuckers if you really get away from motherfuckers.
Yeah, no babies, no nothing. Matter of fact, none of my daughters have any babies. That's the good thing. So they, you know, that's a plus.
Oh well.
I just got to change my approach because I don't want a motherfucker to be like, you know, making my daughter go through something because of how I see things and how I speak. You know, I think sometimes shit is a setup. Maybe that's just my own stinky thinking. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? But,
how would they say it? Irrationalist?
I know, but what do you mean? It's a setup, though.
I think it's because of our name. I think it's because of our name. I think it's probably more of taking a child from a conscious family of, you know, my pops being Donnie, just, you know, and almost like turning your children against your, you know what I'm saying, your way of life or your freedom.
You
know, you understand what I'm saying?
Your children comes through you and not from you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They come through you and not from you. That's it. Your children have their own destiny, their own purpose, and it's not what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's already logged and encoded in their DNA. They gonna be what the fuck their DNA already said they gonna be. They come from you, through you, not from you.
Yes, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta let them live, baby. You gotta let them live. Non-attachment. Shit. Non-attachment. Let her live. Let all of them. They have to be able to make that. How the fuck are they going to learn anything? How are they going to be wise if there's somebody else telling them that they are not wise enough to make decisions? Then how will they ever learn from experience if there's somebody that thinks that they know more? And it is, but, you know, but they here to learn like everybody else on this bitch, and they can't learn with a motherfucker telling them to go left, go right.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to learn. And if they do learn anything from somebody telling them go left and go right, is that they'll never listen to that motherfucker again. That's what they will learn.
But I think, like what Don was saying, you got to look at outside the box with that situation. You know, you can't let it control you. If you're looking at it like if it is a conspiracy, don't let it be a conspiracy.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I can't look at it from a conspiracy point now that I think about it, too, because it's not like she was drafted. She enlisted on her own, so...
It's all right. Shit, I'm thinking about sending my son to military school. Shit, I'm tired of that little motherfucker. I am. When I first mentioned military school, goddamn Sananda, my 15-year-old, came back with the information. She was like, Mama, I looked up military school for that little nigga. I'm really thinking about sending him to military school, and then so he can raise up in the ranks. He's 13. That nigga need to go right over there to them little motherfuckers. I am seriously thinking about it. Matter of fact, I'm sending all their ass to military school.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Hell yeah, I need soldiers. Fuck that. I need the motherfuckers. Goddamn, when the shit hit the fan, they're going to come right to me and say, Mama, it's time to go. We got a fucking helicopter waiting on us. Get the fuck out of this bitch.
Got a good point, Dan. You got a good point.
I know. I have dreams.
You don't have to go into the military and be a grunt. You can learn some top-notch shit, too.
Say what?
I said, you don't have to just go into the military and be a grunt. You can learn some top-notch shit, too.
That's right. I mean, a friend of mine's son is in intelligence, 2018, 19. That nigga straight in intelligence right now. I was like, wow, because the nigga's smart. That nigga know everything that's going on. That's why I want mine. Go straight to the intelligence department.
I mean, you got one son or two?
One.
So you're seeing your only son?
Hell yeah, I'm God. I love the world so much, I'll send that motherfucker.
I can dig it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit. I mean, for a long time, all I saw was NBA. And the older I got, the wiser I got, I said, fuck no. My son is not going to be a basketball. I would not. No, no, no. So I'm still deprogramming him and brainwashing that NBA shit out of his head because I done put that shit in his head. I'm brainwashing that nigga right now from that NBA life. Like, nope, nope, nigga, you're not. Nope, nope. I said, nigga, this your last year playing ball, motherfucker. Nope, 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 nope. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on some other shit now. I'm all on intelligence right now. And one thing I fucking know, that the world is not going to motherfucking evolve around entertainers and athletes. Period. That era is over. It's over. And if these fucking athletes had a smart fucking bitch with them, they'll be straight. But they picking up the same dumb assholes from the hood that ain't been taught a bit of fucking intellect. That's gonna be their downfall. Ain't none amongst them have intelligence. None. And what's the fucker's name? The motherfuckers that's taking over all the banks, Wells Fargo. They have an independent side or a private side that takes these motherfuckers' money and use their money to invest in, right? In exchange for, we'll keep you under the radar of IRS.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I was just telling my son the other day to go Wells Fargo. It's a trip.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why Wells Fargo's taking over this shit. That's going to be your new bank. That's your new Federal Reserve. I mean, it's going to be a switch taking place. You'll see.
Well, they used
but
to
they
be
they telling these
amazing
athletes and these rappers and all them motherfucking niggas that we'll keep the IRS off your ass. That's why if you notice, really, that, you know, IRS ain't asking them niggas for shit. And what they do is they take their money, clean it up. They can buy a house. IRS won't fuck with them. They can get anything they fucking want, and IRS won't come at them because Wachovia is, I mean, because Wells Fargo is protecting their fucking money. But what's fucked up is that they're using their money to get the fuck out of here, these niggas on the Wells Fargo side. They're using their money so that they can be straight. Meanwhile, these niggas get a card, and they motherfucking goddamn make a copy of that card and give it to them bitches, and the bitches spend the money on clothes and shoes and motherfucking goddamn spa treatments and shit. And it ain't, you'll see, ain't a smart bitch amongst them. And their mothers not either, or their fathers. So they have no one that's intelligent amongst them to tell them what to flip they shit at and what to fucking put the shit into.
Mm-hmm.
They think that Wells Fargo is the one to trust because these niggas can, of course, the white man can sell them a better deal than a nigga can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it is ridiculous. The last time I saw Jazzy, the first time I saw Jazzy Faye, he had on a $1 million watch.
Wow.
The last time I saw Jazzy Faye was, goddamn it, last month. That motherfucker didn't have that watch on.
Mm.
Who's that?
He did Sierra's music.
A producer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's ridiculous. And what's interesting is that these niggas, when did a car cost $1 million? $8 million. Are you fucking serious?
That's what I was talking
about.
So you know they are basically jacking the shit off of these so-called rich, unintelligent-ass niggas. That's highway robbery. Even the billionaires ain't buying no shit like that.
Exactly.
Right.
They never did.
And if they got one, they didn't spend $8 million for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just ignorance. They don't know what the fuck to do with that shit. They have no idea. That's $8 million gone down the fucking drain.
Is it Wells Fargo? Isn't that, like, didn't they come from, like, the Rockefellers and shit like that, old money?
You know what? I don't even know who formed them motherfuckers. How did they start it? I have no idea.
I'll do a little research. How about that?
I have no idea.
Because I know the kids are still running that shit. The Rockefeller empire.
I mean, they're doing it, though. They know what the fuck to do.
I'm looking for it now.
That's why I think
that
the best thing that, you know, I don't know how the fuck Obama was chosen, him and his wife and his daughters. But, I mean, if that wasn't a gangster move strategically logged in their DNA, that they will be right there protected. Like, shit, nigga, who got that right now? Anybody can raise their fucking hand and say that? As above, so below.
Indeed.
We can honestly say those are two girls. Those two girls are highly protected on the physical plane. Those two girls right there are highly protected. And you mean to fucking tell me that you don't want your daughter somewhere climbing that fucking ladder where y'all all can be highly protected, even Michelle Obama mama live in that bitch? Are you fucking serious?
Right.
Where the fuck you going to get that highest protection at? Not only that, they are strategically putting shit in place for the motherfuckers on the outside. Are you serious? Who wants to be on the fucking outside? Seriously. Well, they got the trap set up for outsiders. Are you serious? Are you really fucking serious?
You're right, goddess. You're right.
I mean,
necessary. You know, if you're going to go high, you go all the way. You go up there. You climb that fucking ladder. You go as high as that mother. You go to the top motherfucking step on that bitch. There is no side doors. There is no other way but to climb the fucking stairway. That's it. The rest of this shit is an illusion, and that's the fucking truth.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be the government where y'all bitch niggas talking about what the fuck we doing and how the fuck we lying. I would rather be the liar than the motherfucker lied to. I'm sorry if I had to have it my way.
Word.
That's the fucking truth.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know that shit may sound goddamn crazy to a whole bunch of Christians right now, but that's the fucking truth. I always said that shit. I would rather be the pimp than the hoe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. And it's two things I said. If you can't beat them, join them. No, you can't beat them, cheat them. How the fuck you cheat them, you get in with them. That's still joining them. Because that's a cheat like a motherfucker to me. I'm on your team, motherfucker.
Yeah, take it to make it.
Know what they say, fake it till you make it, right?
Yep.
But no, I mean, the government, you know, I mean, it really ain't shit you can do because the majority of the American citizens work for the government. These are not robots working at the TSA, working at the airport, motherfucker. These are somebody's cousins and relatives and shit, their daddies and husbands and fucking wives, you feel me, and sisters and fucking brothers. Are they not? It's not robots doing this shit yet.
Not yet.
These are real motherfucking people doing that shit.
Right, right.
They fucking real. That means they got family. They got relatives. To me, that's gangster. Let me meet a nigga for the TSA. And I don't mean at the fucking airport. I mean at their corporation where all them niggas sit on the 15th floor and have a meeting about what the fuck they gonna do next. Yep, so we rethought, we sat down and re-strategized Sananda's future. We had to. Bitch, you ain't gonna be no lawyer. Fuck that hoe. You're a scientist. Fuck that. You for the government. You're their scientist. You're their forensic team.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. That's where we at now, because we ain't shit. Y'all motherfuckers can, goddamn it, try to figure out where the fuck y'all going, to some hole, to some fucking cave, to Africa or some fucking where, and shit. Wherever you go, make sure that you have the future of this planet in mind for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. We looking at the one world order. We're looking at this shit. We're in it. We're in the Book of Revelation. We in this shit. It ain't what the fuck. We in it. They said that motherfuckers are going to be forced to get the mark. So who's going to force them? Will it be robots or will it be people?
Right.
You tell me.
That takes Word. That's that Terminator shit right there. That's real.
And the majority of the citizens already have the mark. 99.9% of motherfuckers probably all over the fucking world got that shit already and don't even know it.
Mm.
We probably got it and don't even fucking know it. They're not going to say, nigga, this is the mark, motherfucker. Bend your ass over. Let us inject you with this chip.
Cool.
They probably put that shit in our fucking food and we ain't even know that shit. Swallow
right.
That, motherfucker. You don't
right.
Even fucking know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even fucking know
don't.
When they did it.
You don't. You don't. You don't. God forbid anybody who goes through just to get surgery on their goddamn hand for copper tunnel.
Yeah, you don't even know what the fuck they done already. You don't even know if they did that shit when you was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah, because they always, because they always take the baby away from you. Always.
Yep. And if they didn't, they still got a plan set up for when they gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. I followed my son until I couldn't follow him no more.
I know, in my son's school, when he was a baby, they wanted to do some dental class where they wanted to fill the student's teeth with something, some kind of bullshit. And I was like, fuck no, we got our own dentist plan.
I remember it was one movie, they actually put it in the mouth, and the nigga had to take his teeth out. Cause the tracking device was in his teeth.
Yeah, that was back in the 90s, though, but who knows what they're doing now. Probably in the womb.
I mean, shit, man. So what the fuck do you do? I think your daughter did. I don't see it good or bad, Midnight. I just want you to don't see it one way or the other. See it like you said earlier. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
See it like it is what it is, baby.
I got you. I take that.
You know what I'm saying?
I take that with a gracious kiss.
Yeah, see, it was there. The more you really know, the more you have really no fear, you know what I'm saying, of what the fuck is really going on. You can actually walk in that motherfucker and take over because you know every goddamn thing. They're like, if our eyes are open now, we know what the fuck is really going on. What the fuck we scared of the government for? What the fuck are we scared of any goddamn thing for? You should only fear that which you don't know.
No, right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I didn't understand it. Even when, you know, when my eyes was open, I put my children back in the fucking school system. Because now I know. There was a difference. When I didn't know, I pulled them the fuck out till I found out what I needed to goddamn know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit, now I know. I ain't, you can't even come at me no kind of way in that motherfucker because, bitch, I know. So they fuck with everybody else except for me. But they was fucking with me before I knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers scared of guns because they know nothing of it. Learn about guns, you wouldn't be mad. You wouldn't be scared to pick one up.
Yeah,
you got people scared of fucking guns because they have no knowledge of it. You should only be scared of that which you have no knowledge of.
Right.
Niggas are scared of God because they still don't know that motherfucker. I ain't. So, you know, it's just, you know, when you know, it should be no fear in going in any goddamn way. You got motherfuckers, if they ain't scared of the devil, they scared of the beast. Oh, that's the beast. Oh, you scared of the beast, motherfucker, now? Goddamn. You got another goddamn bad guy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you know the inner workings of something, you should never be afraid to go in it. You done already pulled it apart. You know the weakness. You know its strength. You know everything about it. Humans are easy. They're predictable. So you can go, your daughter be good. She's straight. And my children will be too. I'm sending my son to military school. Damn sure is. Motherfucker. And get what? I'll be right there because that's my son. I'll be right there in that motherfucker. You feel?
Did you tell him? Or
yeah, he knows. Yeah, I mean, shit, the whole family, well, the whole family meaning my family, who I live with, knows. Not my mom and all them resident little motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
They not
mm-hmm.
considered, you know, my inner circle. My mother's not mm-hmm. in my inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She's on the outer circle. You know, but yeah, you know. You know, nigga, we setting that shit up for that nigga. He ain't really objected either. I guess he got bullshit in his head, or I really want to do this shit. I want to see what it hit like. He never said bullshit. But,
right.
Yeah, shit. I mean,
I think it's time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's time to face these motherfuckers. You feel me? Especially if you know them. The fuck you scared of? That's just me. I'm talking for me, okay? I'm not talking for nobody else. I'm talking for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking for me. I mean, when I first called the FBI, that's when I knew I wasn't scared of no motherfuckers anymore. You know what I'm saying? When I first called the motherfuckers myself, trying to goddamn get this city on corporate conspiracy or corporate fraud and public corruption. And that motherfucker was like, well, I need you to go in with the goddamn camera and get these niggas on this, that, and the third. I said, then you sound like you hiring me to be FBI. That's what the fuck I'm calling y'all niggas to do. The fuck I should go in there with a camera. That sound like I'm be doing y'all job. Dude, what the fuck I need you for?
Mm-hmm.
I know the FBI on this part in Middle Georgia, I know all them motherfuckers. Arthur. That's my boy. I call him personally. You feel me? Got to know some of these niggas. I mean, it's just they're fucking humans. When motherfuckers turn into them Russian-ass niggas to, like, the Terminator, like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, then I'm going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're fucking humans. Humans have weaknesses. Humans like sex, drugs, mm-hmm. alcohol, money. Humans like lower cardinal shit.
Right.
You know? That psychologist is a faggot.
I stick
a faggot right on his ass right now and take his fucking money. Send Sean on Beverly Hills Fabulous on that bitch nigga. Pimp the shit out that cracker. It's sex. You can get anybody on sex, greed, and motherfucking drugs and money, whatever the fuck their weaknesses are.
Right.
Until robots run the world, and that's it.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right. Hell yeah.
Pimp the shit out that cracker.
Where's Spawn?
Send Derek J in that motherfucker. hey, pretty, send Lauren. Lauren won't say, I ain't finna do that. Shit, I mean, it's like, you know, like, shit, you gave your trump card up, nigga. You like men. That means that's your weakness, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can easily pimp the shit out of that cracker. Because you know what? And this show about to go off, but this month, you know what that nigga said? He's not attractive to black women. And then you said black men. And that nigga said, I never thought about that.
Mm.
Or some shit he said. We listen back to that fucking show. Meaning he's open to black men.
Right.
Even though he said he never had one, but that shows that he's open to black men.
And
he said he was never attracted to women, black women.
And he was willing to get the information from a black woman to keep a black man. That's where that was coming from. I thought he was just a straight pervert.
Nah. I'm no pervert when I hear one. Well, he is a pervert. He like, you know, well, no, fuck it. He's perfect. White men are perfect anyway. They like homosexuality. Imperfect white man to me is somebody that only fuck women. Something ain't right. White men are beasts anyway. They animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They pretending when I see their ass with a woman. You're fucking mm-hmm. pretending. That's just me. Anyway, that's that, y'all. Shit. See y'all at 12 noon. Y'all niggas going to get some rest? Or y'all going to be up watching YouTube videos? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be, man.
God bless y'all, man. Heaven shine upon you. We see y'all at 12 noon. You already know it. Normal schedule show, man. God bless you. Heaven shine upon you. Peace.
Them other girls you done been with, none of them got nothing on me. Ain't got my style, they ain't.